joined the Navy, and I became a medic, hospital corpsman. I was very proud. Instant doctorship. That's what it is. In 6 weeks, you can operate on people, give them needles, kill them, you know, that kind of thing. You know, you pronounce people dead, you know, you're dead. Thanks a lot. Get out of service. Yeah. And I never forget, when I graduated from hospital corps school, an order came through sending me to the Fleet Marine Force. This means I am going to be a medic. I was very proud of it because I know that I read the Geneva Convention, and it's a small print and everything. It says, in the Geneva Convention, you cannot shoot a medic. And they're very happy about the whole thing. You know, they give you anatomy in one day. You know, here's the body. Look at it. Remember it. All right, next shot. You know, that kind of thing. And so they give you a helmet with a big red cross on it, see? And then they give you a jersey with a big red cross on it. This is so when the enemy sees the red cross, see, they don't shoot at you. See, they just said, red, there's a guy with a red cross, don't hit him. You know, in times of war, they do that. See, don't throw that hand grenade over there, there's a guy with a red cross. What's wrong with you? You know, that kind of thing. See, well, they do that, see, don't they? No, they're nice about it. So we're really proud of that. We can't get shot down. You know, that's one of them. So then they show us the real movie as we were about to go to war, just before we landed. I said, now I want to show you this picture here. You'll notice that the corpsmen are dropping like flies. That's because the enemy is not upholding the Geneva Convention, you know, and they said the first thing they try and get actually is the hospital corpsman, and actually the lifespan of a hospital corpsman from the time his foot hits the water to the time he almost gets to the beach is 7 seconds. And, you know, the corpsmen are scrambling after that. Give me some steel wool. Get this red cross off of here. You know, anybody want to buy a helmet with a red cross on it, you know, for a gun? How about some morphine? Take his helmet for some morphine, you know. So I was aware of this. You know, I was really frightened. And I said, gee whiz, I said, I hope they don't get me, you know. And I run, they let down the thing, you know, bang. First thing I did, man, was scurry to the beach, you know. Jump in the foxhole, safe. I'm not moving. I'm sorry, I'm not moving. And 5 guys with me, and we're having fun. We're watching the war, you know. It's a nice war going on, yeah. Somebody's winning a firework. Ooh, look, a ship in the air, you know, that kind of thing. And there an explosion went off about 100 feet away. And a piece of shrapnel caught one of the guys, you know, and zonked him right out. He's gone, you know. And there's a guy next to zonk means dead. And there's a guy next to me, typical movie nut. You know, I didn't even know they were real. I thought they were just in the movie, you know. Boy, they got Charlie. Shut up. Be quiet, man. Watch the war. Watch the war. You know, no, they got Charlie, and I'm going to get him. You're not going to do nothing. Get out of the foxhole and shut up. I'm going to get him. Will you get? And he broke loose, and he runs nowhere but right out into the open, man. He's scurrying around. Where are you, rotten? You know, whatever. And these guys, the enemy's hiding up in the trees having fun. You know, anybody want this nut scurrying around out here in the open there, you know? And the first thing they do is, and they gun him down. First thing this guy says is, medic! I said, what do you want? My leg! I don't make house calls. Take 2 aspirin and mail in the 5 rows.
Oh, it's a true story.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
White ass friend, Mario versus Luigi, who has a better mustache? Mario.
Oh, duh. No, Luigi, because green looks better. You're out of your goddamn mind. No. Luigi is a tall, skinny dude, and it works better because everyone on the list so far are tall, skinny guys, and Dutch, they have mustaches.
Captain Lou Albano or Mario?
Dutch, I'm going to channel. The kids are going to love what I'm about to say because I've been learning their lingo. You're about to catch these hands, son. If you come at me with fucking Luigi has a mustache, then fucking Mario, we're going to have a fucking problem.
Okay, can I, in this spirited debate, can I give my reasons behind that?
Sure, please do.
I'll go back to the list.
Sinelli,
Tom Selleck, Alex Trebek, Burt Reynolds, Dave Glover. All tall, thin-built guys with mustaches. They look better with them. Case in point, I rest my case. Take it to the jury, Marie.
First off, take it to the course.
Right.
Yeah, by the way, I agree with Dennis. Dutch is whack. Look in the chat room.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
A ton of lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Ska mood tonight. It is, let's see, Tuesday, May 17th, 2016, here at morelikeradio.com, which means it's Dutch and Royce time. Thanks for listening, everybody. I am Joel Dutch Van Wiggerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello. Sorry, I was muted. I apologize.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hello.
And Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
Oh, konnichiwa.
If you want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780 or go to the chat room, morelikeradio.com/live. If you'd like to join in on all of that, see the video. And, yeah. That's about it. Am I missing something? I feel like I am.
I think you nailed it, Dutch.
God damn it.
I think you did really well. What I'm doing right now, Dutch, is I'm trying to be innovative in the social media. So what I'm doing is I'm going live just on my phone so people on Facebook could see that we're live. But I put a link to the chat. That way they could join it. Because right now the people on Facebook are only going to hear me because the way it's set up. But when they join the chat in the link, they should be able to hear everybody else.
Well, there you go. Yeah. We're also on YouTube, youtube.com/morelikeradio.
That is correct.
If you want to check it out, if you, for whatever reason, can't get into the chat room, I can't see why you would.
Yeah.
But anyways, do you want us to just get to what we did this weekend?
Sure, yeah, because I know you were visiting super producer Mitch and Sherry. So
yeah, I went out to the Twin Cities, as I heard 1,000 times while I was out there.
Ooh, Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. What you doing out here in the Twin Cities there?
The Twin Cities, eh?
Chicago?
No, it was Minneapolis, St. Paul.
No, Talladega, Alabama.
So, I was in Minneapolis, St. Paul for the weekend.
Which one?
Friday. Mostly I don't know.
Mostly
St. Paul.
Ish.
Sounds too religious.
Now, that's in Minnesota, right?
It's up right there by part of the Twin Cities there.
Oh, up there by Moose Lake?
St. Elmo's Fire.
I went out there for mainly a business trip, but I spent...
No, mainly for us.
Well, okay, for me, I told them mainly
the side reason you came out.
Right.
Right.
Mostly just to hang out with us, though.
Well, basically, like, I don't know if we've talked about it before, but, like, on my other job, I work with greenhouse stuff.
Oh, by the way, Dutch, really quick, because a lot of people are listening on Facebook. Anyone that's listening and wants to hear a little conversation, I know it sounds weird. I'm not talking to myself. Right above me right here, that link, morelikeradio.com/live. You see I'm pointing to it?
I don't see the link because I'm not watching.
Okay,
you.
Not you,
like
Mitch.
This is going to
not
be an ongoing thing.
What you need to do is you need to click that link. Thank you, Marie, for helping. Click that link at the top. Join it and click play on the YouTube video. You'll hear all of us, and we'll have a good time. And we'll, no, Marie, move that hand. You're being
but
weird.
But how am I supposed to watch it if I'm on the show?
Not you. I'm talking to the fans, Mitch. And by the way,
output to just go to Facebook.
Are you talking to me?
I know. I thought that, too. I wish there was, but there isn't one. It only works on the phone, Dutch. And now I sound like a crazy person who's talking to myself.
Hi, Facebook.
Stop it. I'm not talking to myself.
Hi, Facebook.
Just hello, click Facebook. The link.
And hi,
Facebook.
Zuckerberg.
How many walls have we broken right now?
I don't know, like 17 walls. It's
Royce
pretty
is about
bad.
To break a wall. If we
I
keep
feel like
this
the Kool-Aid Man is going to break into our wall right now and be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dutch. I apologize. I just wanted to make sure people, you know.
No, it's fine.
More
I
people
understand.
Heard
we
your awesome
get
story.
Involved.
Yes. So go ahead, sir.
So anyways, so I went out to Minnesota mainly for a business trip. But at the same time, Mitch and Sherry, my company, we need to update our company product videos. And so I figured who better to do it than those two. So I went out there.
Kevin already said no.
Kevin said no.
So then who better, who's second better to, than Mitch and Sherry?
Right. Because he still likes me now. But so, yeah, headed out there. I flew in Friday and we, well, I mean, like, you know, it was like later in the afternoon when I actually flew in. So we all went, ended up going to a bar that was literally 500 feet from where you guys live.
Yeah, we have, there's two competing bars across
the
street.
Yeah, it's like a Jets Shark situation going on.
Do
they have like bar fights?
I think they probably do. They're both basically biker bars.
Well, here's what happened, John.
Shit.
Is we went to the first bar, but there was like a live band playing. There was like a $10 cover. And we went and were like, oh, fuck that. And the guy, the bouncer was like, well, how much money do you have on you? Like, he didn't want us to go to the next bar.
He was saying it to me, not you guys.
Yeah, he wanted Sherry in there. He would have made us pay full price, but.
Losers. Okay.
Well, basically, yeah, he was trying to do everything he could not to let us go to the next bar across the street.
How about not have a $10 cover for a fucking bar?
That's what we thought, too. But I guess, yeah, because of the band that was playing or whatever. So we ended up going to the next bar, which within 3 seconds, Sherry knew somebody there. Because Sherry knows everybody, apparently.
I really do.
More on that later.
She's just very friendly.
More on that later.
When we visited.
More on that later.
When she visited us, she just started meeting people left and right in Florida. So, yeah.
I'm not shy. Thing,
she's embedded in the Minneapolis scene. So she knows everywhere. Dude, it was a couple of times where Mitch was like, I can't take you anywhere because you know everyone. But we'll get to that in a second. So, so
Sherry is basically, she sees this person in there, this really hot chick, brunette, you know,
right.
Really skinny, big tits.
Whoa! First off, this is 2016. We don't talk about women that way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I talk about bitches that way.
I don't talk about
she
them
was
as
not
damn well, please.
She was not a protester at whatever college that was.
I believe it's pronounced hotester.
She was not a hotester.
I believe it's hotel everyone.
When it's a man, it's a protester. When it's a woman, it's a hotester. And I believe that's 100% positive. I read that the other day. In
HIV positive.
Wouldn't it be a bro-tester?
It was posted on Facebook by We Love...
Bro-testers and hotesters.
It was posted by in a page on Facebook called We Love Bernie Sanders and Tacos. So it has to be true.
I believe it.
I don't really care for Bernie Sanders, though.
But I like tacos.
So the three of us are catching up at a booth at this bar, and every
booth?
3 minutes or so, Sherry's like, I know this girl. Where do I know her from? And then about maybe 15 minutes in, she doesn't say anything to either of us.
She just gets
up and walks over.
I was going to get the bartender because she stopped paying attention to us.
We wanted to order
food.
Yeah, that thing. So she gets up, which didn't help because she didn't end up getting the bartender. She sat there and talked to this person that apparently she knew.
No, I told the bartender, I'm like, we need help.
So she goes over there. Turns out you guys had like, I don't know, you shared a lover at one point. Like what happened again?
No, I used to work with her at the
first
bar.
First off, when you say shared a lover, it kind of sounds like they were like slave owners in a plantation. Well, we actually shared a lover at one moment.
Well, dude, you don't know about Minnesota. I do.
Well, no, I would think they know more about Minnesota than you because they live there.
No. They live in it, so you don't. It's like, you know, when you have a dog, you don't realize how much it smells in your house.
Mitch and Sherry.
Until someone else walks in.
Sterling does not smell.
Mitch and Sherry. Mitch and Sherry, they live in Minnesota, so you don't have to.
Exactly.
I like it. Put it on a license plate.
There you go. Thank you, guys. We need somebody. The thing is, we want to spread this show as wide as we can. Since we have Mitch and Sherry, they're as close to Canada as we get. So we do our best. Fuck California. We don't need anybody from there. No offense, anybody watching from California, but fuck California.
Was that
all offense to everyone.
That's her.
Holy wow. Fucking a duck.
Yeah. She's hot. But
who is that?
That was the first night, unless I'm missing anything.
No, this is the girl that Sherry just disappeared and went over and talked to.
Mitch, did you not meet this girl before Sherry? No offense, I didn't,
because I was being a good friend and hanging out with Dutch.
I hadn't seen her in a few years, and I actually asked her about her boyfriend, which apparently they haven't been together for like...
She's available?
but they have a little bubble of joy.
She's available, my friends.
Hey, Dutch, you know what? That's a good point. Anybody watching now on Facebook, right up there, this link, morelikeradio.com/live.
Oh, my God.
Click it. Go there, and you could watch us all instead of just hearing me talking like a crazy person to myself.
Is there any way you can, like, plug your phone into the board? I don't know.
I've tried. Dude, Dutch, trust me. I've been racking my brain because I want to just broadcast directly to Facebook, but it only works for smartphones, and there's no way to just plug a cord. Trust me, I wish we could.
There's got to be a way.
Because you know what it is? Facebook promotes their video since it's their video, so more people see it. When it's YouTube, they bury it on purpose.
What if we put headphones on your phone?
The files are in the computer?
So that your phone can listen to the show.
No, the phone doesn't need to listen to the show. It's a phone. Why would the phone need
to listen? Well, like next to the speaker. Like right to the
Like
to
the speaker will catch the headphones.
Yeah. Or microphone, I guess, for better. Yeah.
I mean, maybe I could do that. Keep telling your story.
I may not be a scientist, but that is some genius ass shit right there.
I don't know. It sounds like you might get some feedback.
You might get some feedback.
Well, let's try.
Anyways, so okay, so that was night one.
Yeah.
Nothing happened at the bar, but then you did book a ghetto ass hotel on your phone.
Oh God, that's right. Okay, so I had to do a lot of work the next morning at the greenhouse that I went there for, like, you know, the actual reason why I had this business trip. And it was like maybe 20, 25 minutes away, and I needed to be there earlier in the morning. So I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to book a hotel that's close to the greenhouse, which was in the middle of St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And I used the app Hotel Tonight, which is a great app, by the way. So like, if you were to walk in to like any type of hotel, they'd be like, yeah, it's $130, but through the app, it's a $75 hotel.
Right.
So I did that, and it was like, oh, okay, this is a Best Western. Well, I went to, I should have just found another one, but I went to there.
First off, more like Breast Western. Go on.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Okay, so I already booked it while I was sitting there with them at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up. Well, you couldn't walk through the front because there was nothing but, like, you know, lifts and construction and all this shit that was going on in the front. And I go in, and there was two very rotund Shaniquas working the front desk.
Okay.
And I came in, and this is like, what time did we leave the bar, you guys? Like midnight-ish?
Yeah, but no, it was like 11.
Oh, that's right. Okay, okay. So I got at the hotel like a little bit before midnight, and they're sitting there. I don't know what they were talking about, but apparently it was some sort of drama that happened with like them and the other staff that worked there that day.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Tyler Perry.
And I walk up and I'm like, and they were just sitting there talking to each other. I walk in. It was like I was a ghost. I actually had to lean in and go, excuse me. And they were like, oh.
Somebody,
do you have a reservation? And I was like, oh, yeah, it should be under Joel Van Wingerden. And then she proceeded to list off every name that wasn't me. Because there was a bunch of reservations. I forgot to tell you guys this part.
Are you this?
By the way, I guess.
Are you this?
Like, by the way,
are you Dwayne Wade?
Are
like,
you?
No, Joel Van Wingerden. Joseph Smith.
You should have just said yes.
I'm not.
You're not the Mormon leader. Are you sure?
Are you Brigham Young?
No,
ma'am. We've discussed this.
Guest in the chat room says Hotel Tonight sounds like an option displayed on Plenty of Fish.
No. check out the app. You won't regret it.
Seriously, has anyone made a travel app called Hotel Everyone? If not, can someone please do so?
Oh, by the way, remind me later that I had a little Twitter thing that happened today. But I'll tell you when you're done, Dutch. Sorry. Go ahead.
Are you okay today? Like you were ADD all over the place.
I didn't want to forget. Because I'll forget, and it's important. It's really important.
Well, anyways,
don't anyways me.
They finally like go, and I was like, well, here's my receipt, and I hold up my app. They're like, oh, that's through a third party app. I'm like, okay. And she looks at me. She's like, well, you're not in the system. I'm like, but I already paid for it. And they go, oh, it's probably in the fax machine. And she looks over at the other Yolanda. And looks at her and waits for her to get up to go get whatever the fax machine.
Yeah.
They come back and she...
What app sends a fax to
her? I don't know. But she hands it to Shaniqua and Shaniqua looks at me and she goes...
But Shaniqua don't
live there
no more. I
gotta enter all this shit into the system. I was like...
Yeah, you mean your job? You mean doing your job?
I was like, okay, right? Whatever. Like, it was... I was such a burden on her.
Sounds like you.
She was not expecting anybody to come in, and I just ruined her night. She was henpecking. She was typing with two fingers the entire time. And every time that they, like the other Yolanda girl, would bring up something that happened, she would stop what she was doing, turn her entire fat body towards her, and start talking. 15 minutes of this later, I finally go, is there something wrong with my reservation? Or, and they were like, no, I just got to add you in. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then I just kind of leaned over the counter with my phone in my hand.
I bet that helped.
Like showing that I was playing a game, like, hello, let's hurry up.
Yeah.
So I finally get the reservation. I go up. I get into the room. The
it's on fire.
Oh. No, it's wet. The
opposite. Like that,
so it's the opposite of fire.
Carpet are just soaking wet.
Uh-huh. Oh, like they watered your room for you?
Soggy wet.
Soggy wet. I think it used to be sticky wet from the night before, and then they used carpet cleaner and then never let it fully dry.
Aww.
I'm like, why would... There's 3,000 other rooms here. Why would you book me in this one? But anyways.
And why
so I decided I am not booking...
No, Margo.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not rebooking that room. Whatever. So the next morning, I go do my work shit. Like, Sherry, what did you have to go do again?
I went to a bridal shower for Mitchell's cousin.
Was the floor still wet when you woke up? Because that would be weird. Maybe it's haunted. Maybe it just keeps getting wet.
Oh, that's creepy.
Every day
was still damp.
Somebody drowned in the bathtub in that room.
Yeah, so. That's what happened. Somebody drowned in the bathtub, so it stays wet all the time.
Every night at 2 a.m., the floor gets wet.
Needless to say, it was a very shitty hotel. How was your bridal shower, by the way, Sherry?
It was really good. I got dressed up. No. I got dressed up in a toilet paper wedding dress, and I won.
Ew. You won what? Wait, hold on.
Mostly my designers.
You won what? What did you win?
Mitch, post the photo.
No. That doesn't answer my question. What did you win?
Your mom texted it to you.
Oh, she did.
So we got
my
into
mom
groups.
Didn't text me anything. What are you talking about?
We got
about?
Into groups, and we had to, like, make the best dress out of toilet paper. And I was like, I'll be the model because I'm next.
Wait, Sherry.
And I did.
Stop. Back up.
Hammer time.
You had a bridal shower and I didn't know about it?
No.
It was a bridal shower for his cousin, not for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
because if you have a bridal shower and I don't know about it, I'm not going to be okay.
I was going to say a bridal shower a year and
because,
a half in advance.
Because don't forget, Royce Lopez presents Mitch and Sherry's Wedding Extravaganza featuring DJ Joel Van Wingerden. See, Dutch, now you feel better. Now you're part of the billing, you know? So
I will allow that from here on out if you make sure you have me as a feature.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, come on. I share the
you
fame,
Dutch. Present. I feature.
Right. Our names are the biggest, Dutch, and then Mitch and Sherry's are really small at the bottom.
Right.
Just really tiny.
And it's in our font that we have for our, for our logo.
Exactly. Then everyone thinks that we're a gay couple that's getting married. I think they're getting married. I don't know who they are. They're so cute, though.
Wait, so what did this whole wedding dress thing entail? What were you talking about?
So they gave everybody a package of toilet paper, and you had to make a wedding dress out of toilet paper.
That's
which
not what I do with toilet paper. That is not what I do with it.
I'm pretty sure that's what my wedding dress is going to look like now. I'm just going to have it made out of toilet paper because it would be ironic to turn it into a game, into an actual wedding dress.
Okay, do it, though. I'm going to call you out. Do it.
I'm not going
to. I don't think that's what irony is.
No, here that's when you take a hot piece of metal and you put it over your clothing.
Oh, shit. Sherry, you did a good job.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
There you go.
I just reposted it. Sorry, guys.
That's toilet paper?
Dude, no wonder you won.
That's toilet paper?
Sorry, that hair dough.
I have great
hair. Yeah, that's what they did with their toilet paper, apparently. Yeah.
So the only thing I actually did was make the little bouquet, and I won that purple spatula. That's what I won.
Worth it.
It totally was.
How long did that take, by the way?
We were only given 15 minutes.
How much
we're done at about 10 minutes.
How much
that's
wine
I was going to say, because if it takes too long, then it's just like, oh, God.
How much wine did you consume?
Nobody was okay, so this is not like Mitch's family. Nobody was drinking. It was
really
only
weird.
Me and Mitch's little brother's girlfriend. We drank a bottle of wine together.
That's because everyone else was so busy with like, oh, my God, wedding. They forgot
the
to drink.
Frump in the background.
Why would you make that comment? And maybe it's like you make a comment before you know if it's someone that's close to Sherry. Like, I'm not like you should figure that out first.
I mean, obviously, it's someone close to me. It's like, my family.
Yeah. So
who is that?
Who was wearing the red sweater? Like
John has no tact.
I honestly don't know.
It's not Mary. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's a ghost. They don't know who it is. It has to be a ghost in the photo.
It's no one. But Sherry, you did a lovely job with your dress.
Thanks. Yes. It was his cousin that like wrapped me in the dress. I just stood there. So while I stood there, I made the bouquet.
Look how skinny Sherry's gotten.
I know, Sherry, you're so skinny.
Now, I will say, I saw her this whole weekend. Sherry, you look really good.
Okay, that makes it weird when you do it.
Did that sound weird? I was trying to be like sincere.
The problem is, Dutch, I know.
Creepy. I'm sorry.
No, here's what it is, Dutch. You know how me? You know how me?
Mitch looks really good.
You know how me would say?
I kind of wanted to eat your butt.
Dutch, do you not hear Royce talking, or do you not care?
Oh no, I talk over him like he talks over me.
I didn't do anything. I was just forget it. It's fine.
I'm getting a personal trainer too, and she's also extremely hot.
No, no, I'm not. I was a serious question. Sometimes I don't know if you could hear me. I get frustrated.
Go ahead.
You were going to say something?
Me?
Royce.
Oh, no, don't worry. I forgot now. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. It was a joke. Now the timing would be completely off.
No, no, go ahead. It'd be good.
Nope.
Continue the joke.
I'm not. Please, Dutch. Come on, bro. That's day one, bro. That's day one, bro. I'm not going to fall for it. You can move right along. Hop along, Sally. I'm fucking doing it. Go ahead. Also, by the way, I want to make Hop Along Sally a thing again. Is that cool?
I never heard of it before.
Good, then perfect. I just invented Hop Along Sally. That's like moving on.
No, Google's been invented. So
Hop
Google
Along it. Sally.
Anyways.
But say it in a cowboy voice.
So Mitch went fishing.
Uh-huh.
You caught a fish, right?
I did catch one fish. It was very cold and windy, so I quit early.
Yeah. Aww.
And then I took a nap.
It was bad weather that day, and the next day was completely. You guys have weird weather out there.
It was it was 30 degrees. It was 30 degrees on Saturday and like 60 on Sunday.
Yeah, it was strange. So we all got back from our respective things in the morning and late afternoon. Came back home, and then we decided to go out to the bars that were in Minnesota or Minneapolis. Anyways.
Yeah, we went to Minneapolis this time.
Yep. So we're driving and we're like navigating through downtown, and Mitch, you want to tell?
Yeah. So we're
go ahead.
Yeah. So we're like you said, we're navigating almost to the bar. We're like a mile away from the bar, something like that. And then we feel like this thump, and we all move forward. Like, did your car engine just like blow up or something?
No, like, I just got rear-ended.
We're like, what?
Yeah. It was like this. She gets nailed from behind by a car, but it was the lightest rear end ever. Because right, she was in a turning lane, waiting to turn left, and I guess she didn't go fast enough for the person behind us. I don't know what happened, but
She was in the turn lane. The light turned green, but it wasn't an arrow. It was just a green light. So she had to wait for a truck in the other lane to get past us before she could turn. And then the person behind her only saw the green light and just hit Sherry in the
right.
So we
in
get out.
The butt.
We get out, and I'm sitting in the back seat, and I go around. I'm like, oh, there's no damage. There's like there's one scratch.
It's a little
on
tiny line.
Sherry's car.
It actually upped the quality and the value of my car.
Well, probably did.
Yeah. Now it looks like it's supposed to be there.
But then Sherry and the driver, the girl who's in like her, late 20s, early 30s, start talking, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm still shaking because I just came from the service?
She's like, I just came from Safe Hands Animal Rescue, and we just had a really bad intake. There were these puppies that got in a fight, and one of them had to go to an emergency vet clinic. And I was like, Mitch and I have foster dogs through them. I was like, I'm Sherry Doll. What's your name? She goes, not going to tell you her name. And I was like, hey, we've totally emailed before.
Talked to you. And Mitch just looks and goes, what the? How do you know even people that hit you with their cars?
I told you. I can't even take her to a car accident without her knowing the person.
And I would also like to point out how cute she is.
Oh, she was good looking, but like we were everybody's like, there's nothing wrong. There's no need to call the cops or anything. And she offered up. She's like, should you just take my insurance information just in case? We're like, oh, well, you're lucky that you hit us instead of like somebody who was like who knows about insurance fraud.
Be like, oh my God, my neck. I need a claim, that kind of shit.
And I was like, it's all good. I was like, my friend here, I was like, he's having a cigarette. He's happy. We're all happy.
Dutch, that would have been so funny if you would have got out and just be like, ah,
my back.
or even better.
She felt bad enough.
Oh, no, Dutch, if I were you, I would have tried to make myself throw up just so I could projectile vomit as soon as I got out of the car.
Dutch, you should have given her your information. Be like, here's my information if you need it.
Well, I'm not single, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuck. Have you met John?
Hey.
So I emailed her later that night, and I was like, hey, it was so great to meet you in person, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I really look forward to fostering more animals with you guys.
I love how you turn an accident to a networking event.
She's like, it was good to meet you, too. I wish it was under better circumstances. I was like, please. I was like, it's fine.
Oh, you're going to be like her number one forever now, because you can always just be like, hey, remember when you hit me with your car?
Well, and I told her, too. I'm like, I've been running into people before. I'm like, you're fine. I'm like,
she's going to think you're so cool. She's going to owe you forever.
Yeah, and Sherry's not a good driver, like, at all.
Oh, no.
You guys are terrible.
And this time it was not her fault, though. I will not at all. This one was not her fault.
No, I'm a better driver, like, when I know the streets and, you know, when it's not dark out. I'm a terrible night driver.
So as long as the sun is out and I'm familiar with the streets.
when it's not African American out.
When I've already memorized my way and I can see, I'm fine.
That's horrible driving skills.
You're a horrible driving skill.
She got you
absolutely
there, John.
Not.
She told you got you there. You are a horrible driving skill.
No, I'm not.
We were talking
really
about it.
Driver.
Listen, John, I'm going to be up front with you. We were talking about it off air. We're like, who's a real horrible driving skill? That John Santeri guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what to do about it. You know, it's like, hey, man, you know what? The resume says John Santeri, good driving skill. And then you give us horrible driving skill.
It's just weird
it's
that
like
this came
up. It's
like
one of my only good skills that I have to offer.
No, that's not true.
Pack a mad hookah.
Yeah, you could pack a mad hookah. What about that? Hookah packing skills.
Yeah, some people have good skills in one area and some people lack in others. It's okay.
It's okay to be a good hookah packer. That's a profession.
It's the greatest. Hookah pack that shit, man.
Yeah.
So, Joel, what happened after?
Oh, okay, so first bar we went to was a karaoke bar, and it was just packed balls to walls with people in their mid-40s.
Maybe people should have put their balls on the walls. That doesn't sound sanitary.
There were so many balls. I was just like, what's going on in Minnesota? There's just balls out everywhere.
That's weird. But it makes sense.
So we laughed and went to another bar, which was, what was the theme? It was like a 1950s speakeasy type of theme, or I don't...
It wasn't speaky as far as it wasn't hidden or anything. It was kind of like a 50s throwback theme, whatever.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
But so we go in there and we, you know, we find it like a, you know, a 3-seat part, you know, at the booth. And we start we're just hanging out. We're just talking, shooting the shit, talking about whatever. And at one point, this very drunk woman, because we were like right at the edge, you know, like you have the server station. And then you'd like you start the bar seats. That's where we were. Like at the rubber mat and everything.
Right.
And so we occasionally throughout the night we had people coming up and ordering drinks there because the bar got pretty packed out. But we weren't leaving our seats. And so at one point this short little girl who's very intoxicated came up and had the menu hanging out. Mitch, should we just reenact what happened? You be the girl, I'll be me.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead.
Hey, Taylor, do you want to get some food?
Ma'am, you're stabbing me in the neck with your menu.
Taylor! Hey!
Ow. Ma'am?
You want some cheese curds?
Mitch, she's falling into me right now.
Cheese curds. I want a drink.
I have a paper cut on my
I want a drink. Ow. Taylor!
Ma'am, you got to back
some
up. Okay.
Food.
Jerry, I don't know what to do right now. She's falling into me.
Taylor!
Okay,
Bud Light? Do you
she
want
just
Bud?
Hit me in the head with
I
her
I like Bud Light. I want a liquor drink.
She's waving.
I want a liquor drink.
In my face right now, Mitch.
Do you have cheese curds? I'm getting cheese curds.
I got stabbed in the face again with her menu.
Taylor sounds annoying.
No, Taylor was her boyfriend.
Are we wrong? Is that not exactly what happened?
She was exactly like that. And then there's Joel, who's like, ugh, like stretching and like trying to purposely get out of her way very like, dramatically. And she's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
So sorry. I didn't realize I was bumping
back
you.
At her boyfriend, who I guess his name was Taylor. I thought, was it Taylor or Tyler? It didn't matter.
Maybe it was Tyler. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It didn't matter. Okay. For the rest of the night, that's all we did. Taylor, I want to. And the thing is, we started mocking them the second she left. Like, they were 10 feet from us. And we're doing the voice. And then I kind of look at Mitch and I'm like, if he hears this, he might just start a fight. And I don't want to start. I don't want to get into anything right now. But yeah, so that happened.
Was the first mocking thing we did either.
That was the first. And then midway through the night, we realized there was this older black couple like directly across the bar from us. And was it me that pointed out or you, Mitch? Like one of us pointed out first.
Pointed it out.
Okay.
They're about like late 40s.
And we noticed they hadn't been talking. And anytime they talk, it's like a quick like little snip, you know, like battle. You ever see those couples that like fight for like 10 seconds and then they're done for the next 2 minutes?
Yep.
That was going on all night. And then we were like, what the fuck? And so we basically started imitating what they were saying as they were saying it.
Oof. Can you, Royce, in the
Facebook
chat?
In the Facebook chat? Yeah, give me a second.
Pull that up because Mitch and I were just looking. So Sherry just popped up a video and just started videotaping Mitch and I.
It was so obnoxious.
We didn't know what they were saying, but we just saw their mouths moving. So we just started saying what we thought that person was saying.
Oh, that's the best. I love that game.
Yeah, 7 seconds.
We were doing like, mystery science type shit. with just their mouths moving, we're just basically overdubbing them.
Which one do you want me to play first?
37 seconds.
Okay.
You actually know what a doctor is. Ask me what a doctor is.
Okay, I'm going to ask you what a doctor is.
What is something you never going to see.
What
I'm
is a doctor?
My insurance, my hair, my poodle, my purse, and my cane, and I'm going to go.
Wait, hold on. How's that poodle is mine?
That poodle is not yours. Wait, what? What? What?
I'm going to ask you what you're talking about.
I have no idea because I'm just being mad.
Half that food is mine.
That's what I'm on.
No, half that food is mine. Because I was working at the cat and I was going to death. And the half that food is mine.
So you guys are.
I think the minute 19 one was more recording before this.
Was that before?
Was that
was it before?
And you fucking know what I got going on.
You see us like looking over at the bar, getting cues from our mouths moving.
They were literally like across the bar.
And the second their mouths started moving, we just started doing what they were doing.
Next time, a little pro tip, Sherry, film the people. That they're that way it's funnier because you're recording the people saying it, but if you recorded the people that they were imitating, it would look like they were saying it.
Well, why weren't you here to tell me this on Saturday?
I don't know. I didn't realize you were such a lush you couldn't figure it out by yourself. No. I know it's loud, but film their faces while the phone's near you.
I know what you're saying.
We're just looking at them.
You see us look dead.
I can only say over here so many times.
He's making a good point because she's like, okay,
oh my God, okay, so I understand you're here, but you don't, you're just dumb, you're stupid.
Well, you know what, bitch?
She's not saying anything. Hold on. We're just looking at each other.
Okay.
How did my person go? With my hair?
You guys are, it's just annoying.
So that's how we entertained ourselves, basically.
I've been there. I'd hang out with you guys. You guys are all right.
It was funny
because I think
Mitch was the first one to start doing that, too, because he just looked over at the guy and just started doing what he was doing, and I just started doing the girl's voice. It was very funny how we just immediately started.
And very appropriate that you picked the girl, Joel.
Oh, no, he's great.
By the way,
I can do a black girl's voice like nobody's business.
That's not bad. By the way, if you're watching me on Facebook, as a lot of people are now, that link up there, morelikeradio.com/live, join the chat. Have fun. Sorry, go ahead, Dutch. I just want them to hear your voice, too. I don't want to be greedy.
I just want to go back in the night just a little bit when we got the bar. Dutch ordered the most white trash.
Oh, wait, shot. Wait,
trash, dude. Wait, oh, that's right. That girl.
Wait, wait, stop, 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 stop. Food or drink?
Drink.
That was a okay. Shot.
It was a shot. It was white trash. Redheaded picture. Slut.
No.
No.
Okay.
He ordered. Oh yeah.
Yes, go. Yeah. Something with Jaeger in it.
No. Close enough though.
It's not white trash as far as the name of it, but it's white trash as how they made it.
Mm.
Oh.
Have you guys ever had? I'll just cut to the chase here.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a flaming Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I order three of those. Well, the bartender had no idea what I was talking about. So I'm sitting here having to describe like how it's made. And the girl,
I'm sorry, we can't make that. We don't have schnapps.
I'm like, no, it's not schnapps, sir. It's okay. So it's half. Oh, shit. What was it?
151 and amaretto.
Amaretto. Yeah, yeah. Half amaretto. And then the top half is 151. You're supposed to light it on fire and then dump it into a glass of Bud Light. Well, they didn't have Bud Light. They only had Coors Light. I'm like, oh, that's close enough, right?
Right.
Apparently not so. Because it didn't taste like one. It didn't taste like Dr. Pepper at all because of it. But the greatest part was that there was a girl sitting next to me who just heard me, like, you know, going back and forth with the bartender as far as how this is made. She's like, I'm a bartender. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
She works there.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I think she just got off of a shift there.
Okay, I didn't catch that part. But
the way they served it to us, so they gave us they didn't have shot glasses either.
Right.
So they had basically mini wine, not shooter glasses, but they
like
were
snifter glasses, like what a gentleman would drink scotch out of.
Right. They had those. So they poured the amaretto on the 151 in those, and then they gave us Coors Light in a plastic cup.
Plastic cup. So I'm sitting there going, it's supposed to be a drop shot. You're supposed to actually just drop it in there and drink it, and then we're just pouring it in all white trash with plastic cups. And I'm like, yeah, it tastes okay. And I knew it didn't taste like Dr. Pepper, but sort of did because I've taken that shot before. And I look over at Sherry and Mitch, and they're gagging, going like, what the fuck is this?
I've had flaming Dr. Peppers before, and it did not taste like
Dr. Pepper. When you use Coors, it's called the flaming Mr. Pibb. It's kind of like Dr. Pepper, but not.
The first and last time I had a flaming Dr. Pepper, I dropped the shot glass because it was on fire and it broke. I was like, fire.
I tried to cheers it with somebody and it went on my hand and I got like a second degree burn because the fire climbed on my hand.
Hot.
So, yeah, that happened.
Good job. You had an eventful night.
Then midway through the night, like, Mitch and I were looking at each other, we're like, we are fucking drunk.
I got really drunk.
We got hammered.
Well, because, I mean, we were pre-gaming beforehand, too.
Right.
I think we
had... We were waiting for Sherry to get back from her
bridal shower. So I think we had, like, 8 beers or something before we even went out.
Did you guys, like, Uber at home? Or how did you...
No, Sherry
Uber cabbed. I had the one shot and a really light beer. And then I just drank water the rest of the time.
Oh, look at you being responsible.
Yeah, I did that for Joel.
She's a good friend.
Mostly Joel.
And me, I guess.
I would say Sherry's a good friend, but she's just smart knowing that Joel was going to get drunk anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Way to be prepared.
Yeah. Well, and Mitch was like, are you sure I shouldn't slow down? And I'm like, fuck you. Like, yeah, I will sober cab. He's your friend. Like, he's your friend first.
He's your friend.
So.
Well, I thought we were all friends. What's going on?
We are, but I met you through Mitch.
Sherry, joint custody of him.
What I'm saying is, I met
you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I'll get him Tuesday, Thursday.
We're not divorced, babe. Not yet.
Oh, we got to wait 10 years so that those social security benefits kick in.
Yeah, right. But Joel's used to 2 Christmases.
So am I.
That is a fact.
Really mean.
Hey,
feelings?
Hey,
you don't care.
Hey,
hurt
I'm
for
a
me, though.
Hey, I'm a child from divorce. Give me a break.
Can I mention one thing, though, before we move on?
No.
Because that was basically like the rest of the weekend. I mean, you know, the next day we went and shot the video for the whatever, and then we kind of like hung out and watched Game of Thrones, unless you guys can think of anything else.
No, that was much on Sunday.
I took a really good nap while they watched movies.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
2.5 hours.
Oh, Captain America is really good.
Oh yeah,
isn't it? I'm so glad you guys watched it.
Fucking good.
It's a good movie, dude. I mean, how great was Spider-Man? Would you agree that Spider-Man was awesome?
He was probably my favorite part.
Mitch and I were both laughing while we watched it, going like, "Oh wow, this kid is good at this role."
And like, I haven't seen. I don't really give a shit about comic book movies. I didn't see Winter Soldier, but I did like this one.
You'll like Winter Soldier. It's pretty good too. If you like this one, you would like Winter Soldier.
Yeah, like a couple times we had to pause it and I had to explain what was going on. Because they did have a few things that were...
Fucking Spider-Man was so... He was just geeking out, you know, which is the best part.
Can I bring up something that I noticed this weekend?
Sure.
Well, I don't know what it is, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Mitch and Sherry, you know I love you both, but you were terrible dog owners.
No,
hey,
we're not.
Fuck yourself.
That fucking dog. No.
Hey, you, our dog didn't
the
go
reason
to
why... Royce that, Marie, let me tell you.
Oh,
right.
That's true.
Sterling is the most awfully behaved dog I've ever seen, ever.
We talk about
they
this.
Let him run rickshaw around that house. He does whatever
video.
The fuck he wants. He hasn't been trained in iota. And you guys, when you started training him, it was too late.
No, play the third video you said?
No,
third video.
It's the breed of dog. You're used to having a little three.
Oh, here we go.
Fucker.
This is what he does. So this is one. Is that the breed of dog? It's the way you guys train him. So he's humping his pillow for the listeners who are watching.
I like your living room.
I'm not driving. Holy shit, I'm drunk.
And Dutch is drunk. I don't know who's a bigger
I'm
asshole
drunk,
in that
it's
video.
It's the middle of the afternoon, stupid.
You said it. You literally said it with your mouth.
Wait, when was this?
Here, I'll play right now. Listen. Listen to yourself. Sterling humping it like a good boy.
Hey, you guys want to go to bed? Just don't wait for me. I'll pass on the couch.
Oh, that was the night.
Yeah. Oh, that was the night we came back from the bar. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you said you were drunk. How is
Sterling humping his bed proof that he's a bad dog? Because I had a standard
that wasn't,
poodle.
I wasn't saying that was proof.
Okay, here's the thing. Sterling has a lot of energy. That's the breed of dog. And I knew that getting into it because I've known people who've had this dog. So when Mitch told me, I want a German wire hair pointer, I'm like, you're fucking kidding me, right? But I still got one because he wanted one and they're fucking cute. So he is obnoxious. He is rowdy. He does just sit there and bark when he fucking feels like it.
But didn't he finish a beating?
Exactly. For the most part. You want to know what makes that not happen? Raising him correctly, you idiots.
We did. Go fuck yourself. You can't. No, I am going to take this personally. I am because I was just telling Mitch.
Oh,
I'm like, I am a little bit because I was like, Joel was giving us like parent tips all weekend on our dog. I was like, I was getting a little annoyed at that. And, I mean, honestly, you really can't blame the owners because Yuki can't be around people. That's not Royce and Marie's fault.
It's the way the breed is, man.
It is totally the breed.
Some breeds are a certain way, and that's the way they are.
I'm gonna side with Mr. Sherry. I've watched them raise Sterling, you know, via Facebook chat.
I've raised a few different breeds, and it really do depend. And I parent them all the same way, and... It's sometimes it's just how they are, you know. Like, have you ever seen a well-behaved Chihuahua? Because I haven't. Even the best owner in the world.
It's, that's
and
not
Dutch,
a dog, though,
have you
let's
ever
be honest.
Baked dog treats before? Because they have.
Yeah. And didn't you just take him to obedience training school?
Yeah, we did.
And he barked the whole time.
He is the. See, the thing is, he loves everyone.
Right.
He wants to be their friend. He wants to play with them. He wants to play with dogs. He just loves doing things. When it's just the two of us, he's actually pretty good. He's actually fine.
Right.
When it's just the two of us. But when there's someone new, then he gets into hyper mode and I want to just show off how much I can hump for you.
Yeah.
He did hump a lot.
He really did.
Dude, they have this like that if you saw in that video, it's like this. It's like stuffed padded pillow thing that's like elongated.
Right.
At the end of every day, there's wet marks from his cum stains all over the thing. I'm just like, oh God.
Yeah, but the thing is, in the morning it's all dry and you can't see it anymore. So it's
exactly. And then you just pick it up and hold it, and you're like, hey, whatever. It's dry.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Point.
The male dog that I had before we had Yuki humped his bed all the time too. My standard poodle.
Yeah.
So again. I'm not surprised by any of this. When you have a large dog that has a lot of energy, it's going to take them a couple years to mellow out, and they're just going to be really hyper.
Can I say something
you just
real
have to
quick?
Tire them.
Can I say something real quick? I apologize. Like, Sherry, I was more making a joke when I said you guys were terrible dog owners. But here's the main thing is that I really do think he got taken away from his owner too soon. Five weeks?
I agree with that.
So I think he has a little more separate. I don't think it's you guys. I think I was more making a joke, and I didn't think you. I thought you guys would jump on board, but you didn't, and I apologize.
No, I'm gonna agree with
the
you.
The main thing I think is 5 weeks is way too early, right?
I will agree with you that he is a terrible dog sometimes.
But
I can't deny that because I wanted to murder him every single night of obedience class. I would just leave the class defeated, and I wouldn't even do anything at home anymore. I'm like, you just disappointed me, and I just don't have any energy to do anything else.
I mean, we admit we have the dumb kidding class, and we were walking Sterling tonight, and I was like, you know, Joel was giving us a lot of parenting tips. I was like, I was getting a little annoyed, but I was like, I'm not going to bring it up on the show because I don't want him to feel bad. And then you said that, and I had to unleash, and I'm sorry.
No, it's
that
fine. I understand. It's just like I'm doing everything I can with my little guy because I don't want him to be like, that dog. I feel like he's going to be because he spent a good chunk of time in the hospital away from us. And I'm worried that he's going to have that separation anxiety.
Well, get this, Dutch, and I'm going to make a guarantee to you because I used to have a husky.
Mm-hmm.
You could. We're going to laugh later because this happens. You could be the best.
It probably will happen. I guarantee
you could be the best dog trainer on the entire planet. That dog is going to run away from you so many times.
I know.
Huskies are well-known escape artists. I mean, no matter how good you think you are. I mean, we had one that jumped over fences, under fences. We put that wiring under the fence so they can't dig, found a way through it. I mean, they found her once like 10 miles away from the house in a supermarket. Like, she would just get away. So I'm telling you, trust me.
Here's the comforting part that you said she. Mm-hmm. They say that female huskies are unbearable, but male huskies you can actually train. So that's my only saving grace. I'm hoping he's not going to be like that. But I've read, because I did a ton of research about this dummy before I got him, that hopefully he's not going to be like that because female huskies are a lot more aggressive.
Right.
So that's what I'm hoping.
Yes.
Well,
but dude, Sterling is a lot bigger than I thought, and he's got a big head.
I think it's just the hair sticking out.
No, he's got a big head.
It's like he does have a big head, but I think the hair that sticks out straight from his head like a fucking afro.
Really,
it's like an optical illusion.
And Maul
like
said,
half time he can't see out of his left eye because his hair is, and he has to like shake his head.
He has
and
the
like
emo hair.
His mustache gets out of the way. Yeah, emo hair. He looks like the guy from Thursday.
And Maul said he wouldn't be that way if we played with him. And I mean, we do have to go to work. Like, we can't avoid that. That's why we foster dogs, so he can have someone to play with during the day. And we play with him at night. We walk him. We take him to the dog park. We're not doing anything wrong. He's just, the breed is high energy.
And they're hard to train, I'm assuming.
And by the way,
they're really good. But once he hit about 6 to 8 months, he stopped being a good learner.
And
like, we had him sitting and shaking by 8 weeks old.
And by the way, there's people in the Facebook chat saying they can't hear Dutch. To hear Dutch, you have to go to the link right above.
Oh, my God.
MoreLikeRadio.com/live.
You feel like this every show?
Dutch. No, Dutch. You might be a good dog trainer, but I'm a good people trainer. I'm just going to get used to it.
I'm not saying I'm a good dog trainer. What? I'm just saying I'm better than them.
I don't know, man. I doubt that. Because as overall human being, you're not. Maybe just in dog training. Not in over, you know, maybe like one or two areas.
Hey, now we're just getting mean. I thought it would be like a fun little thing to bash them about it, and then everybody like started going against me. And now,
because
dogs are people's children.
It's because Dutch. You know what it is, and this is honestly not even to bust your balls. You know, like you just spent a lot of time with your guy when he was sick, and it's like you put so much time into a dog. It's like anything else you own. Like, you know, it's like if you have a car, you put a lot of money into a car and it's great and all. And then someone's like, hey, your car sucks. Then you take it personal.
You guys said I was going to kill him within the first 2 weeks when I first got
him. And we were close. We were really close. If we're being honest, we were really close.
No, not me killing him. That fucking tick did.
We were really close.
No. Because your point is invalid as far as us, the group, goes.
Yeah,
I'm not buying that for a second.
But yeah, my point but is what, valid that you're a piece of shit.
But what you're doing is essentially if I went to you and said, you know, as a parent, I would have inspected that dog top to bottom for any ticks.
I already said I'm sorry. I thought it'd be a fun thing.
I love you, Joel.
I don't understand why would you keep making... Marie, did you not hear what we just, I just said.
What you just said.
I just said it.
I wasn't paying attention.
Sorry, I thought it'd be a fun
I was looking
thing
at. I was looking at.
I didn't realize you get upset by it, and I get it. Like
I
love you. I'm over it.
I'm
it's
looking.
Good.
I'm looking at Huskies.
You talked it out.
I'm looking at Huskies in the chat getting stuck and stuff. So I'm sorry. I am completely distracted. I don't even know you're
such idiot dog.
Look at that dog with his head in the Coca-Cola thing. He's what are you doing? And look at the second one. You're not a cat, Husky. You're not a cat.
That Husky thinks he's a cat.
I just got to be higher than everybody.
What a stupid thing.
The mall's posting pictures of a dog that was raised by a cat, and so it thinks and acts like a cat. That's what it is. If you read all the posts.
Oh, crap.
But yeah, Joel, totally misjudged that. We're all going to decide with the dog owners.
Well, everyone's a dog owner on this show,
I think. Yeah, but don't go insulting other dog owners. It's like saying your kid needs to be on
thing.
ADD and Ritalin.
Oh my God, we're going back
because it's
again.
Hyper.
We like, just talked about it. I got it.
You really, I don't know, you're so mad. You should really look at these Husky pictures. They're making me feel pretty good. I feel pretty terrific looking.
She's the one who keeps going back to the point we just discussed. Marie, where's the beef in it? Like, what's going on? You're not paying attention?
Why is he so mad?
So
angry. Why is he so angry?
I'm not angry.
He's so angry.
You're so angry, Dutch. Really Why are you angry. So mad?
I love you, too. You guys have that fucking Us married too. Woman for 20 years.
Okay, fine.
The
Mitch,
on the
Mitch
other
and
person.
Sherry, am I wrong or is he angry? If I'm wrong,
oh
I'll apologize.
There you go. That's
I'm
another thing.
I'm staying out of this
Let's
now.
Get other people
to
on our side, even though...
I mean,
already
to be honest, it's hard to tell because he's always yelling, so I don't know if he's angry.
That's a good point. It might just be how he is.
Sherry, what did you say about me when I was hanging out with you guys this last weekend?
That you suck?
That you were drunk?
Actually, I was really surprised. Like, Dutch wasn't radio Dutch. He was just
Joel. Person Dutch, yeah.
Down to earth, and I was like, I forgot that you're a human being.
It's tough. You do
like,
forget.
Like, this is nice.
I was really.
I was looking at
That's
the
probably picture. The meanest thing you could say.
I love you. No. You weren't Radio Dutch. You were just Joel, and I. Just,
I'm me, but just like a more amplified version of me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You were more low key.
Right. He was Radio Dutch at night after he drank half of my beer.
You had.
I shared half my beer with you.
13. By the way, I will say. I feel what like Mitch is doing something doing? Illegal.
It's not illegal.
He's dancing. It's not real. It's so creepy.
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah, obviously. I would hope not. If it's real, that someone cut a dog's head off and put it on a human.
It really is a dog on someone's back, and then they put their head underneath the hat and then put the Husky's head above the hat.
I will say this about, you know how we've trashed Mitch and Sherry about their winemaking and beer making? He has enough to last the apocalypse at this point.
Well, not anymore. You showed up.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Fucking nailed it.
Dude, he had like I saw the still he had in his basement. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a lot of stuff. Like, I didn't realize how intricate it was, but how basic it was to actually do it all. And the beer was good. I will give him that. You can shit on me all you want. I will not shit on your beer. That was very delicious beer.
So Mitch had enough for the apocalypse or one Dutch visit?
Well,
give or take.
Aren't you guys like trying to stock up for the wedding and stuff too? Aren't you supplying the wedding with your own home booze?
We can't because it's at the hotel. We have to buy their booze.
What? What? What?
We had a really hard time finding venues that would let us have our own, bring in our own booze.
You guys were actually wanting to do that?
Yeah. It'd be so much cheaper.
I was going to brew up some kegs and bring it. But see, hold on, Royce. The thing is that after 1 o'clock, we can bring in our own food and drinks. So,
1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, one in the morning.
Yeah, we have the venue room until like 12 o'clock, 12, 1 o'clock. And then after that, we can be in the, in the venue area, but yeah, the foyer where the cocktail reception is going to be. We can be
in there. As long as we want.
And I wouldn't call it cheap. I was actually looking forward to being able to drink your guys' beer as opposed to Coors.
Oh,
I don't
care
about Coors.
I'm not going to bring my own beer to the wedding, though. I'm going to have a cooler somewhere.
There you go.
Good.
In the hotel room.
So I'll have it somewhere, and I'll be sharing it, but.
Oh, this is going to be the greatest
I want
ever.
To sample your Oktoberfest and all your other fancy beers that you've been making.
You probably don't want the Oktoberfest.
I keep hearing bad things about your Oktoberfest.
It might not be good.
Did you do bad?
I don't think it's going to be good.
Marie, I'm totally willing to do the whole send you and Rose a bottle of wine thing and just do a secret show.
Ooh, fun.
By the way, that would be fun.
What's happening? Whoa. Was someone informed that? Wait. Can someone tell me about this show that I don't know about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Since Royce doesn't drink wine, he doesn't know all the wine posts that Sherry and I have with other wine connoisseurs. Yeah, it's pretty public, but he ignores it because it's girls and wine.
Ew. What is that?
Let them do their own show, dude.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to stop them from doing it. I didn't even hear about it. What's it going to be about? Wine?
I know
and
you
what
didn't
else?
Hear about it because you don't follow.
You're not
going
to talk about wine. You're going to talk about it for 10 minutes. Get drunk and
show
yell.
Name. I have a show name. Can it be called Wine Hose?
No, Wine by Volume. Because hashtag
oh my God.
Hash Brown. Fuck. Fuck
Kevin. Actually,
fuck Kevin.
Actually, I don't like the word hash brown, which was coined on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, because it bothered me because brown is not a mistranslation of tag. But I was saying I want to call it hash pound because the pound sign versus the hashtag.
Like
hash so pound. I don't want to start calling it hash pound.
God, that's
deal.
So obnoxious.
Oh, God.
Hash pound.
It's pretty bad. It's
I great. Like it.
It's pretty bad.
But hash pound, real talk, we're probably not going to talk about wine at all. And wine wasn't the topic of discussion. The whole podcast premise was just that we're getting drunk on lots of wine.
Got it.
So it started with I posted something on Rose's wall and it was about wine, of course. And so Dennis was like, you guys should mail each other a bottle of wine. So all three of us have three of the same wines of each other's choice. And we drink.
So did Dennis say, hey, you guys should do a show, so it's another thing I cannot be involved with?
Yeah, like he started the Game of Thrones show and then disappeared.
I think he needs to find a different way to request new content.
By the way,
like
I haven't
talked
to that motherfucker in a year.
We have a Game of Thrones show, and Dennis is the one that started it. And even this week, he put the message in, like, I'm definitely doing it this week. And none of us believed it. We're like, no, he's not.
It doesn't matter. We don't need Dennis anymore. We have Rose. I like Rose better. Fuck Dennis.
Well, why doesn't Rose do the show then?
Hash pound, fuck Dennis.
Hash pound. It's already catching on. Hash pound.
Hash pound, fuck Dennis.
Hash pound, fuck Dennis. And you have to do it pound sign, hash pound sign. That's the only way to do it. Pound sign and call it hash pound.
Well, no, I like the hashtag and then call it hash, spell it out, hash
now,
pound.
They're going to confuse it with a sandwich.
Why?
Quarter pounder.
What does that have to do with anything?
What does hash pound have to do with anything?
Quarter pounder with hash browns on it. It's a hash pound.
Oh, that sounds terrible. That sounds really bad.
I would eat the shit out of that.
No, I can't even.
What is it
anymore.
A quarter pounder with cheese where instead of the bread, it's two of McDonald's hash browns?
Oh,
hash
even
browns?
Better. Yes.
That would only be good with breakfast stuff. You get a hash brown,
whoa,
egg, sausage, cheese, hash brown.
Marie, you just blew my mind.
Whoa.
Instead of buns, you have the hash browns?
Yeah, yes. The McDonald's hash browns. But it has to be on the burger. I don't want it on the
you
egg
don't want,
sandwich.
You don't want it on the egg sandwich?
Because that's too expected. It's too normal. It's too
you're
mainstream.
Right.
I would put eggs
that
on
would
it.
Throw everyone off.
What would you call it?
The hash pound.
The hash pound? Oh, okay.
It's not a bad idea. Marie, you
got
to market this or get like
God
some
damn
sort
it.
Of like
patent pending, patent pending. I know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Verbal trademark.
I know I'm an idea woman and I don't follow through on any of my brilliant schemes, but as long as someone gives me 5% of creative idea whatevers, you can go and take my idea from me.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I vomited.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc. And you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows. And you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way to start of the last episode? We went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
This is Doc Wheatley contacting the mothership. Mothership, are you there?
Hello, Doc Wheatley. How can I help you?
Listen, I want to listen to More Like Radio on the go, you know?
But what? We don't have web access here.
No, we do. Shut up. Listen, you got to just go on your smartphone and download the TuneIn app. TuneIn app, and you can listen to More Like Radio on the go. You just got to download the goddamn app and search for More Like Radio on the fucking app.
Did you just tell me to shut up?
No.
Oh, shit.
Tune in app on the store. Get it.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
5, 6, 7, 8. Trident gum is the chewiest gum. Give it to your friends and chew it with your teeth. Your teeth are bones that live outside. They hang from your lips like bats. Oh, outside bones, outside bones. Never forget your teeth, outside bones. The bones that you wash, and when you're a kid, they fall from your head. And to make things less weird, we say they got stolen by a demon that your parents know. Trident.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce. Here, morelikeradio.com. Number is 954-573-2780. Website is morelikeradio.com/live. Join in the chat room, or you can go to youtube.com/morelikeradio.
Yep.
And you can see the videos through there. And any of the previous videos are all on YouTube. If you just search out More Like Radio. Any of them.
And if you want to, and even if you want, if you want to go to the really old stuff, you even have all our back catalogs on Vimeo too. Vimeo.com/morelikeradio, the old school stuff.
Bam.
That's for the person that has a lot of time.
Yeah, if you really want to hear old stuff, that's where you would go.
If you really find us that entertaining, which I hope you do, then there you go.
There is many, many hours of us out there to enjoy.
Years worth.
If you want to get in on the inside jokes, then there you go.
Can I say that the Google Play podcast integration.
You sound so old when you say the Google.
Well, it's called, well, because I wasn't calling it the Google. Let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
The Google Play.
Oh, I'm so old.
Fine.
I don't know how else you would
fine.
Say it.
The G-Dubs Play integration. The Google Play integration for the podcast thing is really, really good with More Like Radio. Like, it's super simple to subscribe and update, and it looks really slick. So if you have Google Play now, you could also
I
listen.
Subscribe to us on Google Play, and now my phone like gives me a little notice
whenever
like
a new episode.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. So do that.
You know what
pretty
I did sweet. This weekend? Mm. So I got like a sweet
you
upgrade.
Visited us.
Well, not that, but at the airport, I got like I rented like a compact car, mm-hmm. and the person at Enterprise hooked me up with like a 2015 Chevy Impala.
Ooh.
And it had like the iPhone CarPlay stuff. So I just plugged it in. It was like, I called Mitch
cool.
from the phone. I felt like I was in the, like, the space age.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. All that car stuff has been getting like, remember back in the day when it was amazing when a car had an auxiliary port? Like you're like, oh, I could just plug
holy
the phone. Remember?
Shit.
Auxiliary port.
Yeah.
Oh, just kidding.
But, or even worse, when you had the tape deck thing that you plugged into your thing, like you had to put the tape deck
that
in.
Dude, that was revolutionary. Like, we can use the old with the new.
It was just, and it sounded so bad.
It wasn't good.
It was not quality.
No.
Right now, I'm been driving the Audi, and it's a 2006. It's really nice. But since it's a 2006, it doesn't have an auxiliary plug or anything, you know, for audio. So I have to go back to one of those like FM modulator things. Those things.
Oh, ew. Yeah.
Barely work. Barely
no,
work.
No, there's a. I guess, yeah. I have a Bluetooth one that's an FM modulator. It actually works pretty good.
Okay.
As long as you have a good station.
Let me know. Yeah. Let me know after the show. I'm curious because it would help out because I do a lot of driving.
Dude, this car, like, had, like, it would tell me if someone was in my blind spot, like, a yellow light would come up on my rear view mirror on either side if someone was in my blind spot.
Would it tell you if someone was in your deaf spot?
Yeah, because a huge red light popped up because apparently I wasn't slowing down as fast as the car thought I should have in traffic. And they were like, this person is this many car lengths in front of you, and they're obviously slowing down, so you should be slowing down. So we're just going to flash on your entire thing and make a lot of noise, like, brake now, stupid.
Actually, like, my dad's new car, that he just got a new Honda Odyssey because he's super awesome. yells at him when he drives over the line in the road.
It does. Yes, it does.
Like, I was like, thank God, he's so old.
It identifies solid lines?
It identifies when you're driving on the line versus in the middle of the lane and yells at you to get back in the center of the lane because you're swerving, you asshole.
And by the way, one of the guests in the chat room, Change Your Name, says, no, they use a CD player for that. The only way you could have a still old CD player into the car plugged in was if it had to be the super, like, skip-proof ones. Like, the more expensive ones. Remember, the ones that had, like, a 10-second skip delay? Because if not...
I was fancy. I had a 30-second skip delay.
I mean, I didn't know we were doing a show of millionaires. So I apologize. I didn't realize.
Do you remember those fucking CD players?
Yeah, dude. And then, like, they got bigger and
this
bigger.
This was shockproof.
Yeah, and they even like, the ones that had rubber on the outside because they were, like, super shockproof. And then your friends would be like, dude, look how much I'm shaking the CD player. Check it out. Look, it's still playing. And be like, yeah, that's great, but I swear to God...
As soon as the iPod came out, it just...
It murdered everything. The iPod murdered everything.
Just the idea of MP3 music alone just made everything... Oh, okay. Because basically, like, when you would burn... Because you guys have that guy in your school who would burn CDs for everybody because he actually had a good computer.
Yeah.
And he would just give you, like, a... You would just give a playlist, and then he would just burn it to a CD. It's like, oh, okay, he obviously has this stored on his computer. Why can't that file... be on something that's like a smaller computer. We couldn't wrap our heads around that at the time.
But now we can. End of story.
End of story.
Okay, Marie, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how the invention of things happened.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
That's
I'm
what
confused.
He just talked about how we decided we wanted to invent iPods.
No, I know, but...
I love Marie more than any of the rest
Marie's
of you.
Marie's the biggest, like when you go into like to go back to the rental car thing, they have those spike strips, but they are there. Yeah, like a one way thing. Marie is the one that's just flipped around. You think you're going through somewhere, and then just blows your tires. By the way,
funny story. My dad's in the chat, so when I was little, my dad went over one of those. And he blew his tires out.
How did he get in the wrong way? Because usually,
I don't remember, but I do remember.
Was he mad, but also was it awesome?
I just remember that.
How did Mr. Lopez do that?
Please tell me, like, after you got over being mad, you realized it was awesome.
Of course, it sucks because tires are expensive. But
because you always want to see it happen, but you don't want it to be your car.
Right. you know what? Every time I go over it, I'm like hesitant. Like,
yes, you freak out. You freak out.
I hate driving over those.
Flat their way. I don't know if it's going to actually pull down.
It makes me so nervous. I'm like, I'm driving over nails that are curved.
I actually want to hear the story. Mr. Lopez, please call in.
954-573-2780. He should probably have it in speed dial by now.
Remember, you're running Skype.
Yeah, I got it. It's fine.
Not me.
Now he says in the chat, I tried running over my son. That's possible. I believe that.
But wait, which one?
Yeah, which one? That's a good point. I'd like to know.
Right.
But
I thought you guys were good these days.
Nah, he's just fucking around. But
he'd say that on a good day.
Yeah, he would say that on a good day. Dutch, it's my dad.
He might have said that on our wedding day.
I was just hanging out. I was hanging out with Mersh today over up in Tampa, and he was saying how much he misses my dad.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Your dad's crazy, but I miss him.
Aw. That's nice.
You don't have a phone. Mr. Lopez, how do you not have a phone?
Oh, I don't know. That's weird.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're not going to start arguing with our listeners that they can't call in.
Oh, it was repossessed. He said his phone was. That's weird that they took your phone away and left your
thing they can do?
It's not weird. He's in Miami right now.
No, that's true. That's true.
It just happens down there.
He's on the bearded one. Oh, that's me. He was trying to kill me. Yeah, he's in Miami. He's on vacation. They went on a cruise.
Miami's just the worst.
It's pretty bad.
Mitch always tells me he's going to try and repossess my ring. I tell him I swallow it. I'll swallow it.
But I have a feeling Mitch
will come out eventually.
Mitch is the kind of guy that'll go through your shit. So, like, literally. So,
exactly. And he'll claim it's for fertilizer purposes.
I got to grow my hops somehow.
You really don't. No one's making you. I mean, that you do that by choice. You know?
But you didn't hear me. I gotta grow my hops.
By the way,
can
I do a welfare check on John?
Yeah, is he alive? Is
John?
He okay?
I'm still here.
Okay, no, I was curious because you haven't been talking.
I haven't heard you in the last half hour.
He's been an attentive listener.
Okay, yes. No, that's fine. I was making sure you're there, buddy. That's all. Just, you know, got to try.
I love you, John.
I'm here and I'm queer.
No, okay, but you don't get used to it.
He says this all the time. We are used to it.
My dad says he could only call Cuba from his phone. I don't think that's true.
Makes sense.
I think he's making that up.
Maybe he lost it on the cruise. Maybe he lost it in Cuba.
Maybe it's pie. All right.
I hope it's apple pie.
No.
Dutch, did you have something to, like, go to?
No. I actually, as I realized
I do.
Things were starting to peter out,
I do.
I, went, like, I started typing up stuff.
I do.
Go for it.
So today I made a joke because I thought it was funny. And
oh, yeah. You didn't remind Royce, Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
He had
was
a thing.
You wanted us to
and
say.
And you were all annoyed.
In the
remember?
Middle of
yeah.
you.
Hold on. I think my dad's calling. Hold on.
Here we go.
Hey, Dad.
What's going on, son?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Royce's dad?
What's going on, Dutch?
Hey, good to hear you.
How's it going?
Now, hold
Everything's
on.
Everything's going good?
Yes, it is going good, but I actually am very curious. Like, how did you pop your tires on those rental car things?
I tried to run fat head over, but he moved.
That's not true. And first happened? Off, how come everybody assumes fat head's me? That's kind of fucked up. Let's
well,
start with that.
Your head is Ryan.
You made a post on Facebook today about how your head is so
big. Because scientists...
Right.
Okay, scientists...
Did you say you didn't have a hat for your head?
No, scientists say that I have what's called the mongoloid head. And because of that fact, I can't wear regular hats.
That sounds worse than fathead.
Yeah. What? Stop calling it a mongoloid head.
That's not what the doctor said.
What's wrong with mongoloid head?
No, it's not a good way to describe it.
So what actually happened? Did you back up accidentally or what happened?
No, what happened was I guess we rented a car. I remember that was years ago. I don't know how Royce remembers this crap. And I was with Rita and I tried to back out. And they have those damn, whatever the hell it is, strips on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then just ripped into the tires.
Wait, you backed in?
Hey,
wait,
guys. Hey, by the way, do you know where I'm staying at?
Where?
I love to hear
where are you staying?
A hotel?
At the Trump International Resort.
Nice.
Hey,
yeah.
That's our guy.
Hey.
Hey, Dad, hold on 1 second. We have another caller. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, caller. How are you? Is this the Pastor Story, the Pastor Roy session?
Well, no, not at the moment, but who's calling?
It's Rose. I just got a call or a message that I should totally call in because it was the Pastor Roy session.
Dennis is beautiful lady.
Rose, you're going to have to hold on because right now I'm talking to my dad.
Yes, Mr. Royce Lopez.
I'm not sitting at all right now.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
But you are drinking, I'm assuming.
It's Rose.
Slightly, kind of, sort of. Maybe, all right, a little bit.
Hey, Rose, maybe I can help you.
Yeah, go ahead, Dad.
Hey, Rose.
Help her out.
Rose, maybe I can help you. It's not Pastor Royce, but it's Rabbi Royce session. So
is it Rabbi? It's L'Chaim, then. It's L'Chaim?
That's right. This is for small.
I would like to sign up for my first brief.
This is the small schmeckle session, so go ahead. What do you have in mind?
I just want to know how I would like to sign up my bris.
Yeah, you might have a problem with my dear. I'll
see,
tell you right now.
How? You're ripping me off. You rip off my character and you just made him Jewish.
That would be Rabbi Shmunya. He's not on the phone.
Oh,
right
Shmunya.
Now.
Oh, he's got a better
call.
Name than my guy, too. Fuck!
And here I was thinking I'd have to, like, caption myself or, you know, censor myself
Pastor
somewhere.
Royce.
It's that kind
Pastor
of show.
Pastor Royce, this is Rabbi Shmunya. Can you call Pastor Shmunya right now, see if he answers the phone?
Come on, it's my character.
Wait. I'm in Boca right now. Call.
Oh, God. Now he's an old Jewish lady.
Get him on the phone. That's all you have to do.
Oh,
just call.
Fuck. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I'm at a bar mitzvah right now, but I'll be leaving soon.
No,
I'm doing the thing.
You're not. You're Miami.
That's what I'm at bar mitzvah. I'm doing the thing. No, the schmuckle thing, you know?
No, you're not. There's no way.
Yes, I am.
No, you won't even eat sandwiches without cheese on them, so I know you're not Jewish.
You mean you don't you don't mix your meat with dairy?
No.
That would be Muslim Rita. She'll be on the session later.
This is some bullshit. The chat room is...
Bob's a Muslim priest now?
The chat room is saying Rabbi Royce greater than Pastor Royce. That's fucking bullshit right there. That's some fucking horseshit there.
If you ever wonder where that fathead got all his stuff from, wonder no more. Wonder no more.
And by
nobody in my family that has their head unscrewed right.
And by bad stuff, it means the haircuts he used to give me with the Flobee. So, you know, no wonder I turned out a little weird.
But you know what? Look how he turned out now.
I'm a fucking mess.
He's losing his hair,
I tried to shift that shit on you, but it didn't work.
No, it didn't. No, seriously. I look like a coal miner at this point.
By the way, that shirt you're wearing is mine. Shithead.
This shirt, no, this is my shirt, so don't even try.
Yeah, it was mine.
I can honestly say I've never had my father tell me I was wearing his shirt.
Well, my dad actually has a better sense of style than your divorced dad, Dutch.
Just mean. Just mean.
Dutch, why don't you, Dutch, buy your dad some
two times tonight between the two Lopez's.
Dutch, buy your dad some shirts.
But, hey, Dutch, did you go over to Branson? I never asked you guys.
Yes,
did. It was actually a lot of fun.
We had a great time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it was fun. It was fun because... Because the group of us were together. The town itself sucked.
Oh, the town is terrible.
It's awful.
What did I tell you? It's a retirement home.
We went to Yakov Smirnoff's aerial oriental show. I don't know the correct term.
Yeah, it was his dinner adventure theater, but they were playing like some sort of like a Cirque du Soleil with only Asian kids under the age of 15 at the time.
Is he dead right now?
Hey, no,
Royce,
Yakov's alive.
Did you see that? Royce, you see the post on Madonna in 2020?
No, what happened?
On her tour?
No, what happened with Madonna? Did she finally turn into a lizard?
No. I shared a post of Madonna
okay.
in 2029 in her tour. You didn't see it?
No, I did not. I did not.
How about the open gun permit over there in Texas?
Sorry, Mr. Lopez, we're not all privy to your Facebook page, so you can't just assume that all of us know it. How about you tell us what you posted?
Well, first of all, shithead, you're not in it. I'm talking to Royce.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the only other host on this show. I'm trying to make good radio. I would like
this
to
is great.
It for our listeners. Mr. Lopez.
You're not on my thing. I'm talking to the
I understand
other one.
That, and none of the listeners are. I want you to explain it for them.
You're not on my
I really want to know what's going on with this page now. Kind of
yes,
kind of
thank you.
What's going on with the Madonna?
Yeah, now we're all curious.
Is this Rose?
Yes, that's Rose.
Is this Rose?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it's C. Rose.
What did you say about a bummer?
I said I want to know about the Madonna. I don't care about Obama.
Oh. No, that I shared. Royce can share it. He's got all you guys. I sent it to him.
Well, now I have to find
it. I would
like
you to tell us what you share with them.
Oh, hold on. Shut up. Listen. I didn't, By the way, who won tonight, Sanders or Clinton? I haven't seen the news. Seriously, I haven't seen it.
I have no idea.
The objective was a deadlock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last thing that I have an AP on my phone. The last thing I saw is they were considering a recount. I'll check real quick.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Who'd you vote for, Bernie? Dutch?
I am. I'm actually a registered independent
sex offender. He's a registered sex offender.
You're a registered pedophile, you shithead. Stop with
now,
that crap, will you?
You dummy.
He's a registered independent. Yeah.
Registered pedophile.
No, independent.
No, independent.
Independent of what?
Maul in the chat room says Bernie all the way. See, yeah, Dad, there's some Bernie fans in the chat room. They like Bernie.
I believe you. There's a lot of stupid people. What did I tell you? You know, and normally the Bernie people are the ones that are the poor bastards.
Who are you voting for?
I don't want my money.
Who are you voting for, Dad?
Yeah, Ms. Lopez, I would
like
to
know. Who are you voting for?
Are you a Trump supporter? Like, what do you feel about him?
I'm voting for Raul.
But there's no Raul running.
Yeah, there is. Castro.
No, that's the Cuban.
Castro?
Raul, you mean Fidel Castro's brother?
He's actually registered in the Cuban primaries.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't think that's a thing, but...
He's going to write in Raul Castro.
Ben,
make America Cuba again.
Listen to me. If I got to choose between these two poisons, I don't know who the... I'm writing in somebody.
Yeah.
Whoever the hell it might be.
Gary Johnson. He's a libertarian.
Here's what
Fuck
I think
him. That funny ass haircut he's got. Give me a
I didn't say he had a great haircut,
he's
but you're not,
even using a Flobee.
You don't feel the Johnson?
No. That guy looks like a pedophile to me. You see, he really does.
Everybody looks like a pedophile to you. What's wrong with you right now? Like, is that on your mind? Like, you're calling me a pedophile? You're calling Gary Johnson a pedophile? What's going on, Mr. Lopez?
You know, no, I didn't call you a pedophile. I said you're a registered pedophile.
That's true. Oh. Hey, semantics. He got you there, Dutch.
Yeah. No. I mean, like, here's my thought is that, like, I will vote
hold on. Hey, Dutch.
No, hold on. I would like to make a point
Dutch.
First. You're bowling over Dutch, everybody.
Hey, Rose, are you still there?
No, I'm not doing this.
I'm totally listening. I'm waiting for my chance to tag in.
No, Ryan.
What did you say?
I said I'm waiting. I'm listening. Go ahead.
What's your last name, Rose?
Oh, my God.
My last name?
It doesn't matter
what my last name is.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just curious. That's all. What is it?
He wants to know what ethnicity you are. Just tell him your ethnicity.
My last name is Russo.
Yeah, so what ethnicity is that?
Italian.
I'm Italian. Yeah. No. It's not Irish.
It's Italian.
What's the Russo? Is that what you said? Russo.
Russo.
R-U-S-S-O. R-U-S-S-L?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's trying to add you on Facebook.
Roy Senior.
Don't spell it out.
He's trying to stalk you on Facebook.
Really?
Okay, hold on. Oh. Hold on. Me and his mother.
Let's do it right now. Mr. Lopez.
Okay, hold on. Hey. Hey, me and his mother are doing cannabis right now. Take it easy, right?
Well, yeah, Dad, I can tell.
Okay, I'll totally approve your friend request. We're good.
He says me and his mother.
By the way, I can tell he's serious because he called it cannabis.
Hey, Dutch, have you ever wondered where Royce's ADD came from?
Oh, no, I know.
Wait, Royce has ADD?
No, wait.
Uh-oh.
Marie, no. IBS, IBSD.
Yeah, I inherited a lot of shit.
Disorder, agoraphobia. We can keep going. You want me to keep going?
Anger problem, patience issue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought I had problems.
You do. No, Dutch, don't worry, buddy. You still do.
I do. Mine don't even like come to like 0.1% of your guys's.
Remember when they put you on the security watch list at the Hilton, Dad, because you got mad?
Well, you know, I was
with
hey, Royce,
again?
I got to tell you, your mother will tell you, when I was in San Thomas the other day, you know what happened, huh? I had a fight with a mullion.
Why did you get that one? You fought with somebody in St. Thomas?
I got the mullion loud and clear. Go ahead, yeah. Tell me more.
By the way, Rose, my last name is Miano, Demento, all right?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I got on a fight with a mullion.
It's good.
It really is. Ask Royce.
Royce isn't listening anymore.
Hold on, pause.
I said,
why did you get in a fight with someone in St. Thomas? Please tell us that.
What happened? Like, what did they do to you?
The usual nigger shit.
No, Dad!
Come on!
That's Dad!
Okay.
Lopez!
Not okay.
Can somebody bleep him, please?
Yes, seriously.
This is the next show. We need bleeping. Bleep him.
Are you recording this shit?
Yeah, it's a radio show.
Listen, if you're going to refer to him like that, refer to him as Carne Brujada, please.
Yes.
Please be politically correct.
The Mullion, the Schwartz, the Porch Monk, any chick you want.
The last one.
Anyway.
The last one.
You know, all year round tan, it's fine.
Dutch, this is your fault.
Go on.
This is Dutch's fault.
I'm not into that bullshit. The nigger had a problem.
This is your fault. Dutch,
oh my God.
You asked for the story. This is your fault.
My fault.
This is great.
You got black people on the show?
No, not at the moment, but I mean, I would like...
We're good. Let's go. Keep going.
Okay. Stop egging them on.
I would like to have some black listeners at some point.
It's like my field of expertise. What do we got here?
I just want to know, what did you get? What happened? How did you get into it with this person?
Roy, it's the same thing that happened last time you were there with me.
Oh, the taxi driver?
You had to pick me up and put me over to the corner.
The fares?
Before I got in a fight with the taxi guy. Same black
dude.
The same aggressiveness and overcharging fares one way versus the other way. Yeah,
no, it's not even that. It's just St. Thomas is the U.S. Virgin Islands, remember? Mm-hmm. So they don't need to live off the tourists because they're going to get subsidized whether we're there or not. Mm. Not like the other islands who need you.
Where they work
don't
for it?
Correct.
Yeah.
No, it's just, you know, I mean, I was at Megan's Bay, and it's like, hey, you got to be fucking kidding me. It was horrible.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Okay, aside from that, though, like, how was the rest of your trip? Was it good?
Would you be funny now?
No.
I actually asked you the part where you say it was super.
Dutch is being nice.
You talking to me?
I'm being nice, sir. I'm asking
you
if the trip was nice.
Do I look like a clown? Am I amusing you? Is that what it is? Do I
Royce,
look like
I don't
a clown?
Am I amusing you?
He's doing his Joe Pesci, Dutch. Relax. Let him finish.
Let him finish
That's
his Joe
right.
Pesci.
Hold on, man.
Let him finish.
You're right.
You have to, yes, you better.
You don't,
I'm kidding,
you don't
no,
interrupt.
It was good. It was good.
You never interrupt Joe Pesci.
You and Rita have a good time?
By the way, Dutch, when you were talking about the Siberian Husky that Royce was talking about.
Oh, right here. Yeah.
Quick story. So we had one called Lady. I got her at the, I think, the Humane Society, right, Royce?
Yeah, the Humane Society.
Some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I spent $1,200 on putting tension wire underneath the fence all the way around.
Yep.
She sat there and looked at me. The guy finished, and I gave him the $1,200 check. The moment the guy finished, and she looked at me with those big blue eyes, she took off, tension and all.
Yep, gone.
How old was she when you got her?
They found her in the Pembroke Pines Winn-Dixie, which was about, about 6-7 miles?
About 10 miles, a little further than that, Pembroke Pines.
No.
Yeah.
They found her there.
Yeah. And inside the supermarket. She walked into the supermarket. Because, you know, they have the automatic doors. So she walked literally into the Publix, the supermarket.
Well, she probably smelled the food.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably hungry.
Yeah. She needs to eat.
She ran all that way.
Husky's got to eat.
Seriously, I understand. You got to work up an appetite.
Here's the thing is that, like, I've read all the stuff about how they're like Houdini, they're escape artists, they get out of anything. But they say that the ones of the worst are the females of that breed, and that the males are a lot more low-key, and that's what I got. So I'm hoping it won't happen. I'm definitely going to be taking a few precautions, making sure that I, you know, rebuild my fences.
How old's a male?
He is 9 weeks. 9 weeks right now. Are you looking at the video, Mr. Lopez?
No, but he'll be leaving in about 3 weeks.
This is him.
I got news for you. In three weeks, he'll be leaving. He'll be in Denver. You'll have to pick him up over there.
That's what I told Dutch too. I go watch.
I'm afraid of that. I'm trying to train him now, and I'm hoping it doesn't get bad.
Good
luck training that dog.
Yeah,
I know.
They are not good.
And they shed.
Yeah,
they're not kidding about.
They're
shedding.
Double coated.
I heard it's not as bad as most people think. Especially, hold on,
it's bad.
Miss Lopez, did you have him down in Florida?
Her.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the problem. Is that like I'm in Colorado, so it's not as bad because a good chunk of the year is in cold weather, which is what they like. So I think it's not going to be as bad as it was for you.
You know, if you wouldn't have given me that tidbit of information, I wouldn't have figured that out. That's amazing.
I think he's being sarcastic.
I understand that.
It's colder where you're at than in Florida. That's good.
I don't know why you would take a polar dog and put him in the tropics. That's just irresponsible dog owning on your part. Maybe that's the reason why he was escaping. He was trying to go north like geese.
You think our dog was a goose? That's a lie. Our dog was a dog.
He migrate north because he wanted to be in the cold, but he had to be around 90 degrees all year long.
Yep, you nailed it.
The only geese here is you.
Are you serious? Don't you got a girlfriend now?
Yes, he's living with her.
My lovely girlfriend, Kelsey, over here. Do you see her on the camera?
Hi. No, I'm not looking at the camera.
Kelsey.
Kelsey?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Lopez.
Hi, Kelsey. You can hear me?
Yes,
I can. Loud and clear. Nice to meet you.
Can you? Nice to meet you. I can't see you, but any reason why?
He's amazing.
Are you on any kind of antidepressants, SSRI, anything like that right now?
Would you like me to list? I'm on a few.
That doesn't help.
Lexapro, ring a bell.
Paxil's my choice.
And
I was over there.
You know why I'm asking, right? And it's not because of the dog.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hey, Rose, you know you're on a radio show.
Yeah. No. I know I'm on a radio show.
Tell Dennis we can hear him.
Listen, I'm leaving right now.
Yeah?
I'm leaving where all the background noise is because I want to listen to you guys more.
Good.
All right.
I love
good.
You, Rose.
Thank you for calling.
Just go inside, Rose. Listen
goodbye,
to the
goodbye.
Show.
I'm
Rose,
right
is there something I said... Is there something I said that upset you?
No, not at all. I was good the whole time. Up until now.
You sure?
I'm having my Tuesday night special. I'm at my brother's restaurant.
Hey, Kelsey.
Yes, Mr. Lopez.
Bye,
I want to ask you a private question. Are you a man or a woman?
I am totally a woman.
Well, that does it for you then. Dutch, forget it. Not going to work.
Oh, he called me gay.
Oh,
yeah, but hold on.
I like those button-down shirts on Dutch, though.
The only people that think Dutch is gay are people that have eyes and ears. Outside of that, he comes across pretty straight.
I don't like this. I thought we were a team, buddy.
You know that Edge.
I would like it if you would support me once ever, Royce.
That guy that you're dating, Edge, or whatever hell his name is, Dutch?
Yeah.
Dutch.
Edge, Dutch, same thing. You know, he's like the Mullions, right?
All right. Dad, thank you for calling. I will see you next week. But three almost N-bombs is as close as much as I think we could take.
No, three almost and two exact.
Two exact.
And when did you turn into a religious dude?
I'm not at all, but I mean also trying to do a radio show.
We're just trying to keep things on track.
Oh, we're on the radio.
You just trying to keep things PC?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, anyway, man, what do you want, Rita? Shut up. Now, Royce's mother has a problem. She's passive-aggressive.
No, she's just aggressive.
The problem is that Royce's mother just taps me in the back and says, don't say nigger. The moment I hang up...
That's three. That's the hat trick. That's the hat trick. That's the hat trick.
Oh, Jesus.
All
you know,
right. The moment I hang up, she'll tell me to lock the doors and watch out for the black people.
Okay.
Sometimes I think
bye, Dad. I love you.
Sometimes I think he knows what he's doing.
Oh, God. Fucking always an adventure when he calls. Always an adventure.
Royce, your dad's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Royce, you're still here.
Yay.
Surely the chat room is agreeing with that sentiment as well.
God. What does this agree with? He's PC.
No,
now
agreeing.
I know where he gets it from.
No, they're ugly.
Oh, he is just the best. So I got I had a little thing with Kick today. You know Kick, the app for your phone, right? Everyone knows what it is.
It's a messenger app.
Yeah.
Like WhatsApp or Facebook.
Really? I thought it was a spam app so people spam
exactly.
Precisely, John.
Exactly.
Oh my God, John's alive.
Yeah. now Mitch, you know what Kick is, right?
Yeah, I know what it
messenger
is.
App. Okay. Well, I sent a message on Twitter and I at replied, you know, Kick and Tinder. I go, Kick, because Tinder doesn't allow dick pics.
So true.
Then Kick replies, neither do we. Check out our list of nopes. And they put a link. I go, Kick, you have no idea how your product is being used.
Oh.
Anybody. And John nailed it on the head. Anybody who's at Kick for 5 minutes, it immediately becomes dick pictures and people just trying to cyber with you. I don't know how it works, but it
happens. I get one cyber request a morning.
Yes, one a morning.
Like, I wake up overnight, there's been at least one person asking to cyber with me that
I have
to delete out.
Wait, people still use the word cyber?
Well, no.
ASL wanna cyber?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not like an ASL type of situation. It's different stuff, but I'm just summarizing, you know.
Right. I have a question for both of you. The Lopez is on the phone.
Lopi.
Hey, I like
that.
You're
Japanese.
From there on out. Mm-hmm. So for the Lopi, what purpose does having that app do in your day-to-day life? Like, why have it in the first place?
Oh, but Kick, okay, here's why. Because I have really, really shitty cell phone service reception in the house. But since Kick works off of Wi-Fi and not cell service, it's easier to, like, talking to my sister or my mom and dad. We have a group chat in there. Like, that's what I use it for. It's easier without having a...
And they don't have WhatsApp?
I mean,
because I feel like that's the more popular version of that, correct?
WhatsApp, after a year, you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for WhatsApp, and I think that's the issue.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Ew. Wow.
So,
what about like Facebook Messenger?
They won't use it.
They don't, not all of them use it. So it's just easier to use.
There are some Messenger applications where I've downloaded it to talk to a specific person.
Yeah.
His family is the reason I downloaded Kick. They just agreed, we're using Kick. That's the way we communicate. So we have
that's
it.
That's weird.
That's just how we do.
All right. That answered my question. Go ahead.
No, that was it. No, that was the old thing. But yeah, I mean, they don't. That's all that it's used for. Nothing else.
Yep. It's like what Tumblr became.
Yeah, exactly what Tumblr became.
So what did Kick tell you?
That's it. That they never said anything back.
And also, our list of nopes. Come on, you're not that cool.
Yeah, what's their list of... Hold on. Now, I didn't even read their list of nopes, because why would I? But let's see here. Kick. List of nopes. Can I use Kick if I'm younger than 13? Nope. Sorry, Kick is for people 13 and older.
Okay, so they know about the dick pics then, if that's their number one rule.
Can I create...
Because children can talk to each other, but children should not be sending dick pics to each other.
Can I create an account that impersonates someone else? Nope, don't be a jerk.
Don't be a 13-year-old trying to impersonate a 15-year-old.
Because
you're going to get dick pics.
Can I threaten violence against anyone on Kick? Nope. What?
But you can send dick pics.
No bullying, abuse, or harassment. Can I distribute porn or graphic images? Nope. Okay. How do you stop that?
Yeah, exactly.
Porn or graphic.
How do you stop it? Because I get them every morning.
Yeah, it's these rules are so stupid. Why would they reply to me? They're so stupid.
We got some wind going on in the background.
Yeah, apparently, Rose, are you in a convertible? Rose?
No, she's in her helicopter.
I'm still here. I'm listening. What?
Are you in a convertible?
No, I'm not in a convertible.
Okay, are you happen to be in Chicago?
I'm totally on... Am I really super loud and obnoxious?
No, but there was wind, and you see, when we were talking...
Here's the thing, is that... we're going to let you go just so we can continue. And if you want to call in back later in case we actually
it's
do
fine.
A pass the
totally
voice thing.
Get it if you're gonna kick me off.
Oh, just, don't. No,
I'm
no.
Not to out.
I'm not trying to be an asshole.
Whatever. Noisy bitch gets kicked off.
I wouldn't have hung up on you. Dutch is the one that wanted to hang up on you.
Okay.
I wouldn't have hung up on
Rose,
you.
We all thought it.
I didn't think it. I like Rose. No, Rose, don't go
guys,
now. I want you to
Rorschach
stay.
Like incident.
You know what, Rose?
Oh, my God. You guys are so disgusting. You go into guilt trips. Bitch, we love you, but you're noisy. Bye.
Bye. There
sorry,
you go.
Whatever.
Bye. Just hang up on him.
I'm going to hang up on Dutch instead. I'm hanging up on Dutch instead. I'm kidding. Bye, Rose.
Up.
Bye, Rose.
I was just fucking around.
I was
just fucking waiting
for that. Roy is terrible at Skype. I'm so sad.
Oh, you're right. Why don't you fix your computer so you could do it?
You mean when you fix my computer?
Yeah, exactly.
So I can do
just
it?
Shut the fuck up.
I want Marie to have the controls again, by the way.
Oh my God, Mr. On Too Long.
Don't laugh, Kelsey. You fucking heard that. Shut the fuck up.
Take control. Be like, yo, you're done now. Peace. Love you. Catch you on the flip side.
The flippity flop.
And the flippity floop.
Oh, fuck. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Wow, this show went off the goddamn rails.
The second half of this show was not our show.
It went off the rails.
Okay, so maybe this will work for the Spanish-speaking listeners.
Sanders wins Oregon, by the way.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, it just popped up, FYI. Sanders just won Oregon.
Well, of course.
It's Sanders.
More like Borgen.
Got 53% of the vote in Oregon. And then right now, Clinton and Sanders are at a dead heat in Kentucky with 99% reporting. Both at 46%.
Yeah, that was the one that I feel like your dad was talking about.
Yeah, they're a dead heat right now.
Mm.
I mean, literally, exact numbers.
Literally. Here's the thing, is that if the Democratic Party has any chance to beat Trump, they need Sanders.
I agree.
I'm thinking. But because there's too much shit that dumb Trump will bring up.
I'm gonna bet something to you too, right, by the way, Dutch.
Okay, go ahead.
That Hillary offered Trump the vice presidency for him to drop out and he said no.
Did that happen?
I don't know, but I'm assuming it because there's no reason he should be running this long because by now, you know Hillary's type of person would be like, listen, I'll give you the VP. I think he turned it down because Hillary would be...
You're talking about Trump or are you talking about Sanders?
I'm sorry, I'm at Sanders. I apologize.
Okay, I was going to say that...
That was incredibly confusing.
You fucked everything up with that sentence. Do you understand the implications you just said right there?
Yeah, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
I want to apologize for my co-host here.
I think that Hillary...
That was a really short apology. That John could probably do a better one.
I have.
Hold on.
John, can you apologize for me, buddy? I really feel bad. I fucked up.
Look, I mean, I know I'm just sitting in the corner while everyone just bickers, but, you know, let's not turn heads and start a fight. Well, I'm sorry that, you know, Bernie Sanders obviously won 53% of the hipster nation. I mean, who else is going to win? Trump? No. But, you know, like, but I digress. And I'm really sorry that Royce didn't understand everyone's feelings and took the second hour and just, like, you know, just drove the show into a bridge abutment.
Completely into the ground.
I mean, that's your... Man, it's... Okay. John, I appreciate it. I don't accept.
You never do.
I never do.
I accept you and your apology.
Sherry, I accept you too, my wing woman.
Hey, look what we have here. 18 Spanish insults we need in English.
Oye, concheta.
Post the link in the chat, Dutch.
Maricón.
So far, I know we have at least one person that speaks fluent Spanish. That would be Royce.
That'd be me.
The dirty Minnesotan.
Yeah, I said I was third best.
Here's the first one. Me cago en tu madre. Like, what does that mean? I know madre means mother. Like,
why don't you read it?
And then you guys guess what it is. How about that?
So that you don't say cago again.
Yeah.
Cago? Cago?
Me cago en tu...
My kegels.
Me cago en...
I obviously don't give a fuck about Spanish. Dutch. Do I post it for you or you already have it?
Post it in the chat. Me cago en tu madre. Means I shit on your mom. I shit on your mother is a direct translation.
No, I'm not going to post it. I'm going to say it the way I think.
Okay.
I'm going to show my whiteness and then you tell me if I'm wrong.
Why would you shit on my mother? That's fine. My mother's a sweet woman.
Me cago en tu madre. Go ahead.
No, hold on. Say it angrily like you would shout at somebody.
I just did.
He just did.
Do it again. I apologize.
Me cago en tu madre.
Very cartoonish. But here we go. Here's the next one.
Spanish. It's not cartoonish. It's Spanish.
Que te fale un pez.
I don't know what you said. I would have to
Something
read it.
Something about pez dispensers.
Say it again.
Q-U-E. First word. T-E.
Que te.
F-O-L-L-E.
Foye.
U-N.
Un.
Un.
P-E-Z.
Pez. What does that mean?
Royce?
Que te follo un pez. I don't know. That must be a regional thing. I don't know what that is.
I hope you get fucked by a fish.
Oh, pez.
See,
yeah.
You would say pescado. Fish. You wouldn't say pez. But anyway, go ahead.
That's yeah, right. Yeah, that must be a slang.
Yeah.
How do you say this one? Oh, hold on. Give me
Maybe you should have Royce read them.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Lamb chacagros? Nope.
This is okay. Great.
I'm
putting it in the chat room. Whatever.
No. Okay.
Are trying to understand Spanish.
Whatever. All right. You know, no, Dutch. Let's still do this.
I went through the first one fine. The second one went okay. Well, the third one didn't work.
Getting,
and everybody was like, ugh.
No. Here's your
harder. Whatever. It's 18 to go. Everybody relaxed.
Here's what we're going to do. Now that I could see it, I still want Dutch to read it, but now I'll help him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so number three, Dutch. Go ahead. Number three.
Here we go. There you go.
Go ahead. Number three, go.
It's Lemichicaros.
It's close. You just got to like stop at every vowel because you pronounce each one.
Lemichicaros.
Okay, Marie, you try saying it.
I'm sorry.
Lemichicaros.
How's the actual way of saying that?
Lame chakros. Maria's pretty close. Puddle liquor.
He puddle liquor.
Okay, go.
I guess that means like you're a dirty hobo that needs water from the puddles in the ground.
Yep.
Dirty.
Sí, cabrón.
Okay, try number four, Dutch.
Hijo de una reina. Yes, no?
Try it again. Go say it again.
Sí, no.
Say it again. Say it again.
No, I'm one take Charlie. H's. That's all I get.
Okay. Hijo de una hyena, which
that
is.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Son of a hyena.
Well, no, you said hijo.
Yeah. So that's why I want to say it.
That H is silent.
Okay. The next one.
Spanish is weird.
Number five.
You're weird.
Shut up.
Number five.
Que te le pique en pollo.
Nope. Marie.
Que te la pique un pollo.
Marie got it. It's I hope a chicken pecks at your dick, and Marie said it right. Que te la pique un pollo.
Is that a common insult, by the way? That's the thing I wanted to ask you.
That's regional. See, somebody.
Anybody ever say that? It's just a regional thing?
That's regional. I mean, it may be common for some countries, but not Cuban. But, okay. Because
they don't even say dick in there.
Number six.
That's directly translated. There's no dick in that sentence.
Number six.
Right?
Alas. No.
Pilas. Number six, I don't know. I mean, I would say it's pronounced Mia Pilas, but I've never heard of it.
At baptismal font pisser.
Minneapolis.
Okay, now number seven, I've heard it said in many different ways, but go ahead and try Dutch.
Hijo de las mil putas.
Hijo de las mil putas.
Damn it.
Hijo de las mil putas means son of a thousand whores. Now
that means a thousand whores had to get fucked to make you.
Yeah,
like how does that insult
now,
you?
Now, that's see, that's weird. The thing. The way a Cuban would say it is "hijo de la gran puta," which is son of the master bitch or the master whore, the queen of the whores,
queen of all, whores.
The grand whore,
The Carlisi of whores.
That's how you would say it. In that's how a Cuban guy would say.
You know, son
it.
Of a thousand whores sounds like something that Anchorman would have used as a joke.
Number eight. Dutch.
Oh, I don't even know how this is an insult.
I've never heard this one.
What?
I read the translation.
I see the translation too, yeah.
I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Te voy a dar una galleta.
Okay. Te voy a dar una galleta. Now that means I'm going to give.
That's not even the same thing.
Does
that come with a side of beans?
Te voy a dar una galleta. Now what that means.
Oh, I love garbanzos.
Now what that means is direct translation is I'm going to give you a cookie, but galleta in Spanish means to get...
Oh, my God, I want a cookie.
Galleta in Spanish...
Give me a cookie.
Galleta in Spanish also means getting spanked.
Ooh.
Oh,
I'll take both. I want a cookie while I'm being spanked.
Ooh, hey,
can
Sherry.
Can I get an oatmeal raisin spank?
That's what it is. I'm going to give you a spanking.
Te voy a dar una galleto.
Ow!
Galleta. Galleta, not galleto.
Wait, what is that? What?
The fuck is galleto? I hope you broke your chair.
Yeah, it's the Galletto,
that's the Galletto family.
Uh-oh.
That means you need to give me a spanking. That's what that means.
Did her headphones get unplugged? That's what hilarious.
They're scrambled. Okay, for those who are watching, something happened.
She moved back her chair and she unplugged her. I'm going to give you a cookie.
Okay, she's giving. Okay, no.
What a bitch spank!
Give her a good spank.
I whack Marie.
She was nervous.
There you go.
Hit her hard. Oh my God!
Wow, he whacked that ass.
Did he like close fist her?
No, he double. No.
It was, it was open hand. It was just hand. Both of them.
It was barely my ass, by the way.
All right,
you have such a big ass; it's all over the place.
My ass is getting littler.
Dutch number nine.
Te doy una hostia. Que de visto de torero.
Marine, try.
Am I close?
All right.
No.
I'm guessing this H is silent. Te doy una hostia que te visto de torero. Oh, they're R's. Torero.
You got it. Te doy una osita que te visto un toro. I'll give you a host that will dress you as a bullfighter. That's a Mexican one. I've never heard that one.
I'll give you a host?
Yeah.
That will dress you as a bullfighter. In other words, I'm gonna
going to
hit you really
hit
hard.
You really hard. There you go.
Number 10. Go ahead.
Me or Marie?
Well, you, Dutch. You first. Marie's a little
better. Pintamonas.
Okay.
Yes.
Pintamonas. Pintamonas.
Pintamonas means one who draws female monkeys.
What the fuck?
Wait, you have a whole word for that?
This is like not Cuban.
One word means that?
This isn't Cuban.
According to the In Other Words, it says someone who is deluded in thinking that they're talented.
Yes, correct.
Apparently, drawing a monkey. Someone who draws a monkey means that you're talented, I guess, in the Hispanic culture.
Right.
It must be an inside joke.
Gaming here in the YouTube chat says butt crack power. I'm not sure how that helps, but it's out there. Okay, next one.
Pollas en vinagre.
Pollas en vinagre. Dicks and vinegar.
Oh, pollas is a term for dicks.
Yeah.
I thought it was chicken up above in the other insult.
So okay.
Every time I order pollas and blankets, I'm ordering dicks.
Number 12.
These
Dutch.
Mexican restaurants are laughing at me.
Number 12.
Sopa la gallitas.
He's getting nervous.
Marie.
Now.
I'm very
Sopla gallitas.
Sopa gallitas is a bagpiper.
That's what I said.
It's a bagpiper.
So this is a Dropkick Murphys?
In other words, it means a fool. Number 13.
Pena bombalitas.
Yes, play them bombalitas.
Bombalitas.
Have you heard this one, Royce?
It's Pina Bambolias, one who combs light
said,
bulbs.
Right?
I don't know what that means. In other words, it means a naive person.
Who combs light bulbs?
Number 14.
Oh, shit.
This one's good. Vete a freír asparagaso.
Okay, go fry asparagus?
Go fry asparagus.
Instead of go fuck yourself, it's go fry asparagus?
Yeah. Number 15, Dutch. This one you should be able to
but
do.
But I'd like fried asparagus.
15, Dutch. Is he sipping his mics hard?
These cultural phrases are just odd.
Good.
Catamananas.
You weren't even trying. Go ahead, Marie.
No. There's a lot of A's and N's there. Just like banana. Like banana.
Yeah. Catamananas.
Catamananas.
N-A-N-A-S. This shit.
There's a lot of A's. Banana. Namorama.
Catamananas. Got C-A-T-A-M-A-N-A-S.
Ooh.
You idiot.
He spilled his mic's heart on his fucking...
I was clapping.
Number 16.
Well, that means one who sings in the morning, otherwise known as a swindler. Royce, you actually have to translate these.
Oh, yeah. Next one. Sorry. I forget. It's because we're just saying Spanish words.
Don't know why is one who sings in the morning a swindler?
Gata mañana.
Help us out here. That's the whole point. I wanted you to give some sort of context.
Yeah, but a lot of these are weird to me. I haven't really heard of these. They're not
right,
really.
But I mean,
there's a lot of Spanish speaking countries, and they all have their own little catchphrases.
Like Cuban, like damn it. In Cuban is coño.
And that's not here yet.
What is that in Mexican? Friend.
In Mexican? I don't know. I know Cuban.
Whoa. Number 16 is way worse in Spanish than it is translated in the vernacular for English.
Go ahead.
It says, no tengo el chichi pa...
I don't have the pussy for little lanterns.
I don't have the pussy for little lanterns.
In other words, I'm in no mood for this shit.
I'm not in the mood. Translate to I don't have the pussy for little lanterns. What the fuck is that?
Oh, Dutch, number 17 was the one I said earlier. Hijo de la gran puta. Son of a giant whore.
Son of a giant whore. There you go. That was one of the first ones you said.
Yeah.
They didn't even have a... in other words, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Ooh, I like number 18. I like that one. I'm going to have to learn
it. Let's see. Hold on.
E is A.
Hold on. Let me actually try this one for realsies.
Okay.
Me cago en la leche que te han dado. No? Yes?
Me cago en la leche que te dan que han dado. I shit in the milk they gave you.
Did I do bad in that one, though? Was I at least
It was close. You were close.
Okay, there you go. Thank God. I should try
on
that one.
You shit in the milk that we gave you.
I shit in the milk they gave you.
Shit the milk they gave
you. I like
that
one.
You son of a motherless goat.
What are Cuban insults, Royce, that things you would hear your dad throw around? the most often.
We heard what my dad throws around the most often.
I know, in Spanish.
That word in Spanish.
Royce, what's right. the mono la cara, like monkey face one that you have? Your family said something about you tengo una mono en la. You have mom,
when someone's staring at you, you go tengo una mono en mi cara, which means do I have a monkey on my face? Like, why are you staring at me? It's real,
totally real. I've heard his mom say it before.
Dutch, I have the outro song. Don't worry,
go for it.
De pente cloche.
I figure we finished with Spanish music since you know.
Good idea. Cakes, why are you better?
En español, por favor.
En español. Hey, how do you say why are you better?
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Pastel, which is cake in Spanish. Pastel, ¿por qué tú estás mejor?
So, no, hold on, I apologize. Just give me how are you better in Spanish.
¿Cómo?
Tú.
Eres. Mejor.
Mejor.
Yes. Say their name first.
Cakes, como tú
eres mejor. Try it again. Como tú eres mejor.
Como tú eres mejor.
Como tú eres mejor, because even though I'm not talking on the microphone, I'm still listening.
Thank you.
Mitchell, como tú eres mejor.
What the fuck? You're like Pee Wee Herman speaking Spanish.
Well, I is eres mejor because I hanged out with Dutch this weekend.
You hanged out with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, see. You did.
Sherry, como tú eres mejor.
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 Because amo a mi abuela.
Because you love your grandmother?
See.
Okay, that's probably the only sentence she knows how to say in Spanish.
She looked it up on Google Translate.
Okay.
Marie.
Say it.
Como Big Bird Eeyore.
Yo soy mejor because I know how to fucking end a Skype call on time.
Damn, that's hurtful.
Ooh, yeah. You're better. Roy's way better.
Yo soy mejor porque tengo que hacer este programa con todo tu culo cagado.
I'm going to have Kelsey translate that for me. What did he say?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Okay, never mind.
That's
cool. Way to go with a bit. You could have said anything.
Well, I know culo means asses, so he called us assholes somehow.
See.
I didn't get that.
And I'm better than you because I actually brought, you know, the Spanish language to this very show, which we haven't had a whole lot of diversity.
Pretty sure the Spaniards did that, not the Dutch.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
I love
Muy
this
bien,
song.
Sherry. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Un, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Word up for Roy Sr. for calling in. Thank you, sir. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Hippo Juice from 7 to 9 here. More Like Radio. Dutch and Royce.